It's time to head back to the field for the second half of our baseball doubleheader. Once again, KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
Yeah, welcome back to Crete here this afternoon. The second half of two as Hastings College and Doan play here in the opening series for Hastings for the conference season for the 2013 year. Hastings dropping the first game 4-1 to the Tigers here this afternoon. Doan with four runs and three base hits. They committed two errors. Hastings with a run, only three base hits and one error. We get set to go here for game number two this afternoon between Hastings and Doan. Starting lineups for game number two brought to you by CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of central Nebraska. Remember, if they don't have it and they can't get it, then they don't make it. That's CPI Mr. Tire of central Nebraska. Hastings College will go with Gabe Salas at shortstop. Trenton Neal will play in left field. He'll bat second. John LeMaster in right field. He'll bat third. Drew Clark, the first baseman, will bat fourth. Brent Hermanison, the DH, will bat fifth. And we'll see Mitchell Markworth, the second baseman. Creighton Leaf into the ball game here in game number two. He'll play at third base today. Austin Alshiro will be your catcher. He'll bat eighth. Connor Thomas, the center fielder, will bat ninth. And Pat Williamson will be on the mound for Hastings College here in the second half with a twin bill. Doan will go with Ethan Schroeder at third base. He'll bat first. A.J. Spannell will be at second base. He'll bat second. Chris Manning, the catcher, he'll bat third. Blaine Carlisle will be the designated hitter. He'll bat fourth. Andres Rivera will be the center fielder. He'll bat fifth. Then we'll see Alex Guzman, the right fielder. Alex Arkfield will be your left fielder. Then it's Justin Povich, the first baseman. And Nathan Ockfeld will be your shortstop. He'll bat ninth. And Nathan Roth will be the pitcher for Doan here in game number two. Starting lineups today brought to you by CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of central Nebraska. Remember, if they don't have it and they can't get it, then they don't make it. That's CPI Mr. Tire of central Nebraska. So we're set to go. Game number two of the doubleheader. Hastings is now 4-15 on the season, 0-1 in the conference after dropping the opener here this afternoon. We're going to see a right-handed pitcher, Nathan Roth, in game number two here this afternoon for the Tigers. Gabe Salas up to the plate first for Hastings College. Salas in the first ball game was 0-3 against the Tigers. Here's the pitch. It's going to be hit toward right field coming on. It's going to fall for a base hit right in front of Guzman out there in the right field. So Gabe Salas leads off the second ball game with a single to right field. And now Trenton Neal comes to the plate next. If you're just joining us, temperature in the mid-60s there in Crete this afternoon. The wind's blowing out of the southeast at about 13 miles per hour, maybe a little higher than that right now, as we're enjoying a bright, sunshiny day here in Crete. Trenton Neal comes to the plate next. He went 0-3 for Hastings in game number one this afternoon. So Nathan Roth will work from the stretch with a base runner on at first base. That's going to be Salas. A throw over there is not going to be in time. So Roth, he has got an ERA of 3.91 so far this year. His overall record is sitting at one win and one loss of the year. He has thrown 25 in a third innings, giving up 20 hits and 17 runs. 11 of those have been earned, 14 base on balls and 23 strikeouts. Teams batting just .222 against him. Winning pitcher in game number one was Elliot Engel for Doan, with Jeremy Williams taking the loss. Hastings will have Pat Williamson on the mound for Hastings here in game number two. There's a ball hit to the right side. That's going to be a base hit right on by the first baseman, Povich, in the right field. So Hastings with back-to-back singles here to begin this second ball game. Trenton Neal singles to right field. Gabe Salas does the same thing to start things off. And now John LeMaster comes up there next. LeMaster is going to be in right field again this afternoon for the Broncos in game number two. LeMaster in that first ball game was 0-4. He struck out once in the ball game against Elliot Engel. So Hastings had only two base hits in the opener, actually three base hits in the opener. And they've got two already on the board here in game number two. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to go to John LeMaster, and it's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner, so nothing and one to John LeMaster. Hastings really struggled at the plate in game number one, but they get a couple of base hits here to begin this second ball game. So runners are on at first and second base and nobody out. Hastings taking their leads in the respective bags, and now Nathan Roth will look the runner back to second base as he strolls off of the mound. Climbs back on top of the hill. You've got to Chris Manning behind the plate again for Doan here in this second half of the twin bill with Nathan Roth on the mound. Justin Povich over at first base. In fact, no changes for Doan in the position players. A.J. Spannell at second base. Nathan Ockpold is over there at a shortstop. And Ethan Schroeder is on at third base. There's a swing and a miss at the plate here by LeMaster. And the count is sitting at no balls and two strikes on John. Out in the outfield, Alec Arkfield. Out in the left field, Andres Rivera is out in center field. And Alamos Guzman is out there in right field. So no balls and two strikes here to John LeMaster. There's a swing and a miss. LeMaster goes after a big one there and a swing and a miss. So LeMaster strikes out. There's one out here in the first inning. And now Drew Clark comes up there next. So Drew Clark comes to the plate. He was 0 for 3 for Hastings in game number one. He scored a run, reached on a baseline balls, and also had a strikeout in his plate appearances in that first half of the doubleheader. He'll bat from the left-hand side again. The number four hitter in the batting order here for the Broncos. There's a ball hit right to the shortstop. It's fielded there by Ockfeld. He goes to first base, or second base for one over to first base and a double play. And Hastings had promise here to begin the inning as they had back-to-back singles. But the same old story. We cannot get anything across the plate as Hastings is hit into a double play here by Drew Clark. And the inning is over. A 6-4-3 double play to end the first inning for the Broncos. So Hastings scores no runs on a couple of base hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the first with a score. Hastings nothing, and Doan coming to bat.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you this afternoon here on 1230 KHAS. The second half with a doubleheader. Hastings losing the first game by a score of 4-1. Matt Williamson on the mound for the Broncos here in game number two. He was 0-2 on the season. He has thrown just 9 1/3 innings for the Broncos. 14 base hits, 10 runs, 4 of those earned, 3 base on balls, and 3 strikeouts. ERA is sitting at 3.86, and teams batting .326 against him. So Hastings College trying to snag one here against the Doan College Tigers, a team picked to finish first in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this year by the preseason coaches poll. Of course, the Tigers have played in the national tournament here in the recent past. And Doan is off to a record of 17 wins and 11 losses this season. They are now 2-1 in the conference after splitting 2 games yesterday with the Midland University Warriors. So it'll be Doan coming to bat here in the bottom half of the first inning. No score between the Tigers and the Broncos here this afternoon. Ethan Schroeder will come to the plate first for Doan. He'll be followed up by A.J. Spannell and Chris Manning, the first three batters to face the Broncos. And their pitcher in Pat Williamson. There's a bunt laid down, fielded there by Williamson. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time. So Doan trying to bunt their way on to begin this second ball game as Ethan Schroeder is thrown out of the play from Williamson over to Drew Clark. And now A.J. Spannell comes up there next. Spannell, he was a tough out in game number one. He was 2-for-2 at the plate. Scored a run, had an RBI, had a base on balls in his plate appearances. So A.J. Spannell comes to the plate next. Spannell is now hitting .312 on the season, as the updated stats are provided to us here from the Doan statisticians. So he's at that .312 now as he takes a strike here on the outside corner. No balls and one strike to A.J. Spannell. Chris Manning is next, and we'll see Blaine Carlisle here in this first inning, if somebody can get aboard. As Pat Williamson goes to work here, a right-handed thrower for the Broncos, as the next pitch is going to be popped up. First base side over across the foul line is Drew Clark, drifting over toward the fence, and he grabs the ball there. A.J. Spannell fouls out to the first baseman, and Drew Clark for the second out of the inning. That's going to bring up Chris Manning next.
Chris Pat
Williamson on the mound for Hastings here in game number two. Austin Alciro is behind the plate. Drew Clark over there at first. Mitchell Marquardt at second base. Gabe Salas at shortstop. Creighton Leaf is playing at third base. Trent Neal is out in left field. Connor Thomas is out in center. And John LeMaster out in right. All those guys played in the first ball game with the exception of Ashiro behind the plate and also Creighton Leaf over at third base. And, of course, Williamson on the mound. Rest of the position players, the same players that played in game number one. No score here. There's two men out in the bottom of the first inning as Pat Williamson rockets one to the plate. That's going to be up high for a ball. One ball and no strikes here to Chris Manning. So Pat Williamson, the pitcher here for Hastings College here in game number one. Williamson is a sophomore out of Centennial, Colorado. Here's the pitch to the plate. That's going to miss inside. And it is now two balls and no strikes here to the batter and Chris Manning. Williamson is 5'10" and a sophomore from Centennial, Colorado. Went to high school at Cherry Creek High School. Here's the wind and a pitch by Williamson. That's going to be in there for a strike, a fastball there. It blew her right on by Chris Manning, and the count now is sitting at two balls and one strike. Blaine Carlisle would be next. He's the DH for Doan. There's two men out here in the bottom half of the first inning. No score between the Tigers and the Broncos here this afternoon. After Doan won the first game by a score of 4-1, Hastings had only three base hits in the opener against the Tigers. Of course, Doan, they only had three hits themselves. But scored just enough to knock off Hastings. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be popped up. Coming on is going to be Connor Thomas, the center fielder. Coming on as well as the left fielder, Neal. They can't get to it as it's off of the glove of Neal. And then there at first base is going to be Manning. So Connor Thomas, he was playing deep out there in center field. He got on his high horse. Come charging in on the play. Could not get to the ball. Trenton Neal, he dives for the ball out here in the shallow left center field. He couldn't come up with it. It's off of his glove. And now Blaine Carlisle will come to the bench, the plate next. Carlisle did not play in game number one. Carlisle has a batting average of .250 on the season, 14 base hits and 56 trips to the plate. He's got four doubles. He's got no triples, one home run, 12 RBIs. He will bat from the left-hand side. So a single there by Chris Manning as they give him a base hit out there to left field. And Carlisle, the DH, comes to the plate next for Doan. Here comes the pitch to him. It's going to be outside for a ball. So it's one ball and no strikes. Carlisle up there. Where's number 44 in his orange jersey here this afternoon? He's a junior out of Newark, California. 6'1" and a junior as he bats from the left-hand side. Base runner is on at first base here for Doan. As Williamson will go to the work again here for the Broncos, and his next pitch is going to be outside, a curveball that misses. And the count goes to two balls and no strikes to Blaine Carlisle. Andres Rivera will follow him. He's the center fielder, and we'll see Guzman and Arkfeld, Povich, and Ockpold also in the lineup here. The batting order for Doan in the second ball game. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. That ball is going to be hit, but way out in front of that one, and it's fouled down the first base side, and the lefty gets out of play, and the count goes to two balls and one strike. Nebraska and Northwestern coming up next year on 1230 KHIS, the Huskers and the Wildcats from Hawksfield and Lincoln. Pre-game show scheduled to start at 6 o'clock tonight with the first pitch at 6:35. We'll try to get to the field as soon as we can, immediately following this one. There goes the runner at first base. The throw down there is going to be wide of the target. Ashiro throwing it to the first base side of second base and grabbing the ball there. It was Mitchell Marquardt, the second baseman, but a stolen base there down to a second base. Zach Kuchera is running for Chris Manning down there at second base, and he gets the swipe here, and the catcher, Austin Alciro, who did not play in game number one for Hastings. And now Carlisle is looking at a count of three balls and one strike here at the plate. 3-1 the count to Blaine Carlisle, the designated hitter. Batter number four in the batting order for the Tigers. Here comes the 3-1 pitch from Williamson. It's on the way, and that one misses outside of base on balls. So a walk given up here. Like we said in the first game, you can't give Doan too many opportunities because they can score, and they can score in bunches. Although Hastings did a great job keeping them under control, but their defense is good enough to keep you down in the run total here. Hastings could score only one run in that first one. Four runs was enough to win it. 4-1 was the score as Doan won it. Andres Rivera comes to the plate next. He is the center fielder. His batting average is now at .319 in the season. He's got 23 base hits and 72 trips to the plate. So Rivera comes up there with runners on at first and second base. Here comes the pitch to him. It's going to be in there for a strike. Andres Rivera takes a look at some breaking pitch there by the pitcher for Hastings, Pat Williamson, and the count is no balls and one strike. There's two men out here in the inning. Hastings College is tied up with Doan. No score here in the second half of the doubleheader. As Williamson looks in for the sign from his catcher, Austin Alshiro. He works from the stretch and delivers one to the plate. That's going to be a breaking pitch that stays outside for a ball. And the count is at one ball and one strike. Bronco baseball for you here this afternoon. On the road with the Broncos today. We're in Crete. Hastings losing the first game 4-1. Now in the first game of, or the second game of the first inning here in game number two, Rivera, Andres Rivera is in the on deck circle. Or rather, he's at the plate here for Doan, and he skips away from that fastball inside, and now the count is sitting at two balls and one strike. So 2-1 the count. Pat Williamson out there for Hastings College. Williamson trying to lock one up for the Broncos here in game number two here today. Again, his overall record is sitting at no wins and two losses. As Williamson checks the runner at second base and delivers one to the plate, that ball is going to be swung on, popped up, left side of the diamond, back on the edge of the outfield grass is the shortstop, Salas, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. So Andres Rivera will fly out to the shortstop, Gabe Salas, on the edge of the outfield grass out there. And Doan is held scoreless here in the first inning of play. They score no runs on a base hit, no errors on Hastings. And two men left on base. We go to the top of the second inning with a score. Hastings nothing and Doan nothing.
For shelter insurance.
We're people who know that the first love of your life might have been an 84 hatchback.
We believe insurance is better when it relies as much on humanity as it does on technology.
And we know what the weather is like in your area because we live in your area.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter insurance for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
Haley, do you take the color Crouching Tiger 4022 to cherish every day?
I do.
And Crouching Tiger 4022, do you take Haley's wall for as long as you match her decor?
I do.
You may now check out.
Find your soul paint at Ace. We'll help with the harmonious color palette of Clark & Kensington paint and primer in one. Exclusively at Ace, the helpful place.
Find the full selection of Clark & Kensington paints at Big G Ace, your helpful hardware place. North Highway 281 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hi, Hastings College batting here in the top half of the second inning. This is scheduled for 7 again here in game number 2. We got 5, 6, and 7 coming up to the plate here to face Nathan Roth of Doan. That's Brent Hermanison, also Mitchell Marquardt, and Creighton Leaf coming up there for the Broncos in the second inning. The first pitch is going to be fouled away by Brent Hermanison. He falls behind on the count of no balls and one strike. Hermanison in the first ball game was 0-for-2 at the plate. He had a walk in that first ball game. There's a ball hit to third base. It's picked up there by Schroeder in a long throw over to first base. It's going to be in time. Nice play there by Ethan Schroeder at third. Grabs that one right behind the bag at third base. Goes clear across the diamond. A long throw to Justin Povich, but in time against Brent Hermanison. So he is retired in the play from third to first. And that's going to bring up Mitchell Marquardt next. He is the second baseman. Marquardt in that first ball game for Hastings College. Marquardt was 3-for-3 at the plate. As he came up with a big ball game for Hastings and a losing cause, Marquardt had a double and a couple of singles to his credit, but was unable to get home in this Bronco offensive lineup. Marquardt 3-for-3 in that first ball game as he comes to the plate for the fourth time today and will take a pitch down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes here to Marquardt. He started the day with a batting average of, 167. Next pitch is going to be fouled away on the first base side. And the count is now at one ball and one strike. So one count here to Mitchell Marquardt. He had four base hits and 24 trips to the plate coming into the ball game here this afternoon, but picks up three in that first contest. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and it's now two balls and one strike. He's now got three doubles to his credit. No triples and no home runs. He has driven home seven runs. Trying to get a board here for Hastings in the second inning of play. With Nathan Roth out there on the mound for Doan, there's the next pitch, a check swing. He'd not go around with it. And the count is sitting at three balls and one strike. So 3-1 the count now to Mitchell Marquardt. Creighton Leaf would be next here for the Broncos. As Marquardt waits on this next pitch, that one is drilled to the left side. That's going to be a base hit. So Hastings has equaled their hit total from game number one, as Marquardt has got his fourth base hit of the ball game today.
Third baseman, number four, Creighton Leith.
Marquardt drills that one right in between the third baseman, Ethan Schroeder, and the shortstop, Nathan Ockpol. And Hastings gets a base runner for the second straight inning, as Mitchell Marquardt is aboard. And now Creighton Leith will come to the plate next. He did not play in game number one today. Leaf starts this day with a batting average of .222. He's got six base hits and 27 trips to the plate. There's a throw over to first base that's not in time. Justin Povich applying the tag over there for Doan, but sneaking back in there under the tag was Mitchell Marquardt. Leaf has got two RBIs so far this year. He bats from the left-hand side as they work against the righty and Nathan Roth on the mound. Here's the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be inside and down low for a ball, one ball and no strikes. Creighton Leith so far this year has struck out eight times. He has walked three times. As he's at the plate for the first time here this afternoon, as he waits on the pitch here, the sophomore out of Concordia, Kansas. Throw down to first base is not going to be in time. It's diving back in there again is Mitchell Marquardt. Hastings 5 out of 10 stealing bases this year. Did not have a swipe in game number one. Marquardt has not attempted a stolen base so far this year, but he's got a pretty good lead over there right now at first base. Roth looks that way. There he goes at first base, and a pitch comes inside and hits Leaf. So the runner was going at first base, and maybe Roth caught that out of the corner of his eyes, and he beans Creighton Leaf here at the plate. So now Leaf heads down to first base, being hit by a pitch. Marquardt is on at second base. Austin Alshiro comes to the plate next for Hastings. He's the catcher here in game number two. And now Jeremy Jorgensen will come out and have a couple of words with his pitcher and Nathan Roth. So we'll see Alshiro coming to the plate next. He did not play in the first half of the twin bill today. His batting average is sitting at .280 on the season. Alshiro has got seven base hits and 25 trips to the plate. He has scored three runs. He's got a couple of doubles to his credit, no home runs. Like I said, three RBIs. He has struck out twice, and he has walked three times. That's the numbers on Alshiro as he comes to the plate here. He's doing the catching chores for the Broncos in game number two. Staying out there for Doan after the short conference will be Nathan Roth. The Broncos have base runners on at first and second base. Hastings left nine base runners in that first ball game and scored one run. There's a pitch outside, but a swing and a miss there by Alshiro. He is behind on the count of two balls and one strike. Austin batting in the number eight position here this afternoon for Hastings College. He's a senior from Clarinda, Iowa. Went to Highland Community College, transferring to Hastings. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. And Austin is behind on the count of no balls and two strikes. Connor Thomas would be next. Down there at first base is Creighton Leaf. Down there at second base is Mitchell Marquardt. As Ashiro is waiting here at the plate with the club in hand. Here comes the next pitch from Nathan Roth. It's on the way. It's going to be outside for a ball. One ball and two strikes here to the catcher for Hastings, Austin Alshiro. Hastings in the first ball game, three base hits. They had 26 at-bats, so average-wise, not real good for the Broncos in game number one. They were beaten 4-1 by the Tigers. Doan had only three base hits themselves against Jeremy Williams. Next pitch is a fastball that stays outside for a ball. And now the count is even up with two balls and two strikes. Hastings will play at Concordia tomorrow. Two games against the Bulldogs. 4:30 starting time for the doubleheader in Seward. Two balls and two strikes here to Alshiro. The next pitch is just going to miss outside, and the oohs and ahs come up from the crowd. It's now three balls and two strikes. 3-2 the count here. Only one man out for Hastings in the second inning of play. Trying to get something going here. Doan scored two runs in the first inning in the last ball game, and Hastings played from behind the entire way. Hastings trying to get on top of the Tigers here in this one. The next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and he walks him. So a hit batter, a single, and now a walk here in the second inning. Hastings has got the bases loaded.
Center fielder, number six, Connor Thomas.
Connor Thomas comes up there next. Moving in to a run at first base is going to be Ryan Anderson. He'll run for Ashiro over there at first base, the catcher. So Anderson is now on at first base. Creighton Leaf is on at second. Mitchell Marchcourt is on at third base. So Hastings has the bases loaded We had this situation in game number one as well and did not score. There's one out here in the inning, and here comes the pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes to Connor Thomas. Hastings had the bases loaded on at least one opportunity in the first ball game and did not score. So we'll see what they can do here. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike, a fastball there. And Connor Thomas is now looking at a count of one ball and one strike. That was the fourth inning that Hastings had the bases loaded and did not score. Now there's only one man out. Connor Thomas has a count at the plate of one ball and one strike. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be lined down to first base side. That's going to be in foul territory. One ball, two strikes here on Connor Thomas for the Broncos, a junior from Omaha North. Connor's 5'7" and a junior for the Broncos, and head coach Jim Bovey. One ball and two strikes here to Connor, the number nine here in the batting order for Hastings. Here comes the next pitch, a curve ball that's going to be in there for a called strike, and he strikes him out. A big, big pitch there by Nathan Roth. A slow curveball that Connor Thomas watches go on by. That's his second strikeout of the ball game for Roth, and that was a beautiful pitch there. Now the Broncos have two men out here in the second inning. At the top of the order comes up there next in Gabe Salas. Salas had his single in inning number one. Salas was 0-for-3 in game number one today, so he's 1-for-4 in the doubleheader so far. Salas now with a chance to drive home the first run of the ball game for Hastings here in game number two. No score between Hastings and Doan. We're in the second half with a twin bill today here in Crete. Gabe Salas will step in here. The count is at one ball and no strikes as the first pitch misses. From Nathan Roth, here comes the next pitch. It's on the way. A fastball there right at the knees on the outside corner. It's in there for a strike. One ball and one strike now to Salas. Gabe started the day with a batting average of 204 for Hastings College. One ball and one strike here to Gabe Salas. Here comes the next pitch from Roth. That ball's going to be fouled back to the screen. Off of the support pole and back onto the field of play here. The count goes to one ball and two strikes. Wind continues to blow out of the southeast, maybe picking up a little bit here for the second half of the doubleheader today. Blowing out of the southeast at about 15 miles per hour with temp in the mid-60s as we enjoy the first conference weekend for college baseball here for the 2013 season. Here comes the 1-2 pitch now from Nathan Roth to the batter Gabe Salas for Hastings. It's on the way, and that one is way upstairs for a ball. Two balls and two strikes. Trenton Neal would be next, and then John LeMaster. Hastings in the top of the order here in inning number two. Gabe Salas trying to give Hastings the lead here. With the bases juiced up here in this second inning of play, here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside and down low. Good stop there from Chris Manning behind the plate. Salas nearly chased after that low outside pitch there. And the count is now at two balls and two strikes. 2-2 the count here to Salas. He backs out of the batter's box. Readjust things, and now he's set to go here as he's back in there. Bases are loaded here in the second inning of play. Now a timeout is called here. And Salas will back out of the batter's box and take a stroll around the right-hand side here. Takes a couple of practice swings. Looks down at Jim Bovey. So three balls and two strikes. Or two balls and two strikes is the count here on Gabe Salas. As Nathan Ross will continue work from the stretch here. The bases loaded up here in the second. Here comes the pitch. It's on the way. And that one's going to be hit to the right side. That's going to get through there for a base hit. A run's going to come in and score. And that is all we're going to get here as the ball trickles out to Guzman. And Hastings has the lead. So Gabe Salas delivers up an RBI single here in the second inning of play. That brings Mitchell Barncourt to the plate here. That gives Hastings a 1-0 lead over Doan. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Leaf. Anderson is over at second base. Gabe Salas is on at first base. So a two-out single, something that we missed in game number one. Chance to produce some runs here as Trenton Neal comes to the plate next. Hastings out on top of Doan now by a score of 1-0. Trenton Neal, the lefty, comes up there next with the bases still loaded up, and there's a pitch in there for a strike. No balls and one strike to Trenton Neal. Elliot Engel was the winning pitcher for Doan in game number one. He went six innings. The save went to Josh Hayden. He came on in the seventh inning and mowed down the Broncos in order. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball, and it's now one ball and one strike here to Trenton Neal. In the first ball game, Neal was 0 for 3 at the plate with a strikeout and a walk. He's in the left-hand batter's box now, waving the club with two men out here in the inning. Next pitch is another fastball that misses up high. Two balls and one strike. Nathan Roth, a right-hander here for Doan. Lefty up there now for Hastings and Trenton Neal. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be drilled down the left field line. That's going to be in foul territory. And the count is at two balls and two strikes. Boy, just a little hit maybe to the right center field will produce a couple of runs here. Anderson down there at second base and Creighton Leaf down there at third base. Salas is on at first. Here comes the next pitch. That's going to be inside. Did it hit him? Yeah. It hit Trenton Neal. So another hit batter here in the second inning. That produces another run as Creighton Leaf comes in to score from third base. That makes it a 2-0 ball game in favor of Hastings. Anderson moves over to third base on the play. Salas is on at second base. Neal heads down to first base. And I think we're going to have a pitching change coming up here. And that's going to be all she wrote here for Nathan Roth. So a short outing here for Nathan Roth. For Doan, we've got a reliever coming on here. And inning number two as the Tigers have fallen behind here in game number two of this doubleheader. A pitching change in store. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 2, Doan nothing.
This is Pat from Pat's Auto Repair and Towing. We are your AAA-approved auto repair facility, the only one in Hastings. At Pat's, our mechanics are ASE certified, so you can count on the job being done right. We are your Exhaust Pro installer. Also, from routine maintenance to the more complicated problems, we can handle it. Give us a call today at Pat's Auto Repair and Towing and Exhaust, 463-9607, 305 South Denver.
Mention this ad and receive $5 off your next oil change at Pat's.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or? What if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at hastingsfamilychiropractic.com.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Did you know that you can rent a vehicle from Kirshner's? Whether it's a compact car, a van to take on vacation, or a 15-passenger to take the whole team, Kirshner's will rent you a vehicle for only $25 a day. Why put miles on your car this Easter when you can rent from Kirshner's Auto Corner, located on Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirshnersautocorner.com.
1230 KHAS.
So the new pitcher for Doan is going to be Austin Kasperson as he comes on here in the second inning. He's a 6-foot freshman out of Bolas. Went to Centura. Now playing here for the Doan College Tigers. Kasperson, 3.31 earned run average. His overall record is sitting at 3 wins and no losses on the season. He has thrown 16 and a third innings. So Austin Kasperson is now out there for Doan. Hastings has scored a couple of runs here in this second inning of play. The Broncos have the lead for the first time this afternoon. It is 2-0. And coming to the plate here for Hastings is going to be John LeMaster. Hastings still with the bases loaded here in the second. LeMaster comes to the plate. And there's a pitch to him that's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. John LeMaster struck out his first time up there in the first inning of play. LeMaster was 0 for 4 in game number one. As John LeMaster will try to do some damage here for Hastings in the second inning of play. There's a ground ball toward third. It's going to be in foul territory. So the count is at no balls and two strikes. So Austin Kasperson now out there. Nathan Roth has a tough time here against Hastings College, and he is knocked out after just 1 2/3 innings here in this ball game. The three guys on the base pads would be charged to his statistics if they get home here. John LeMaster waits on the pitch here from Austin Kasperson. He's another right-handed thrower here for Doan. There's a pitch way outside and a swing and a miss. And John LeMaster goes down. So Kasperson gets LeMaster to strike out, the first strike out of the ball game, obviously, for Kasperson. So he does the job. Hastings scores 2 runs in the inning on a couple of base hits. No errors on Doan. 3 men left on the base pass. So Hastings is now stranded 12 in the doubleheader. Hastings has the lead, though, after 1.5 innings. It's now the Broncos 2 and the Tigers nothing.
Today's Shop WheelerDealer.com deal of the day. $10 certificates for carryout of Kitty's Roadhouse wood oven fired pizzas. Only $5. Log on to ShopWheelerDealer.com or click on the link at our station website.
Well, looks like we're tailgating.
Our two favorite teams are playing.
That means we're going to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
The only true sports bar.
Jinx, you owe me a beer.
And the only place where the flavor of the food is as epic as the portion.
Just like a great tailgate party.
Friend us on Facebook for daily specials.
And log on to BullseyeSportsBar.com
to download our world-famous Facebook app
for even more fun and coupons.
Bullseye, you know what you said.
Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Across from the water park on West 2nd in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball coming your way on 1230 KHAS and also online this afternoon at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So Alomar Guzman coming to the plate here for the Tigers in the second inning of play. We got 6, 7, and 8 up to the plate here for the Tigers. Alex Arkfeld will be next, and we'll see Justin Povich coming on to face the Broncos and their pitcher Pat Williamson here this afternoon. Doan got a couple of base runners in the first but could not score. Hastings scores 2 now here in the top half of the second inning, and the Broncos for the first time this afternoon playing with a lead. 2-0 is the score. Alomar Guzman up there now. He's a left-handed hitter working against the righty and Pat Williamson. The pitch inside is going to be too far inside. 2 balls and no strikes now on Guzman. Guzman in the first half of the doubleheader today, he was 0-for-1 at the plate. He did score a run. Had a base on balls during his time out there in the first half of the twin bill. As Alomar Guzman waits on the pitch, there's a little check swing. They look down to the base umpire, and it's going to be in there for a strike. 2 balls and 1 strike. 2-1 the count here to Guzman. He's now got a batting average of .254 in the season as the stats have been updated. 15 base hits and 59 trips to the plate. Scored 9 runs, 1 home run, and 12 RBIs. There's the ball hit right over the head of the first baseman, Drew Clark. And the right field retrieved out there by John LeMaster. So Guzman gets a base hit here for Doan. That's going to be their second base hit of the ball game. Now Alex Arkfeld comes to the plate next.
Alex Arkfeld.
Arkfeld is a left fielder. Wears number 4 in that orange jersey. Arkfeld was 0-for-3 at the plate in game number 1. His batting average is now at .228 in the season. 18 base hits and 79 trips to the plate. He's got 4 doubles so far this year and 4 RBIs. As he strolls to the plate here, Doan trailing Hastings by the score of 2-0 in the second half of the doubleheader. Arkfeld to the plate here. Arkfeld is a 6-foot sophomore out of Gretna High School. Batting in the number 7 position here for the Tigers. Down there at first base is going to be Guzman. He's got a great lead over there right now. And there he goes at first base. The throw down there is going to be in time. They got him. Austin Alshiro knocks down Guzman down there at second base. Trying to steal the bag there. A good throw in the tag is applied there by Marquardt, the second baseman for Hastings, so Guzman is retired in the play. That was the first attempted swipe by a Guzman this year, and it's going to be gunned down there by Asiro. So now there is one out here in the inning. Arkfeld will foul away the next pitch, and the count goes to 1-1. So Guzman gets aboard here with the Tigers' second base hit of the ball game, but then he's retired in the play. Down there at second base, attempting to steal. Here comes the next pitch to Arkfeld. That's going to be up high for a ball. 2 balls and 1 strike. Hastings playing 8 straight conference games to begin the conference season here. And then they'll be at home for 8 straight games. Kind of a unique conference schedule to begin with. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be hit hard down to a left field, and that's going to be over the head of Trent Neal, and that baby is up against the fence. Rounding the bag at second is going to be Arkfeld. He's digging for third. Head first slide at third base. It's a triple. Trent Neal goes back to the fence out there at 320 feet away, plus right up against the base of the fence out there is Arkfeld. Round second base, no problem. as he gets into third base with a head first slide there. So again, the Doan College Tigers have something going here in this second inning of play as Arkfeld gets a triple in the second. And now Justin Povich will come to the plate next. Justin Povich is the first baseman, kind of a unique walk-up music here for Povich as he strolls to the plate now on the right-hand side. Povich was 0 out of 2 for the plate in game number 1. There's a strike there. Povich wanted to pull the trigger and did not. He should have. It's no balls and one strike here to Justin Povich. Nathan Ockfeld or Ockpol is going to be up there next. He's the shortstop. Doan batting here in the second inning of play. Hastings with a lead by the score of 2-0. Here's the next pitch, a breaking pitch that stays out wide for a ball. One ball and one strike now. Doan beat Midland yesterday to begin their conference season 10-0 in the opener. Then they lost the nightcap by a score of 3-0. Doan wins the first game here 4-1, and now they're trailing in the nightcap by a score of 2-0, but the Tigers threatening. There's a little check swing and a strike there by Justin Povich. It's now one ball and two strikes. 1-2 the count. One ball and two strikes with one man out here in the second inning of play. Pat Williamson up there for Hastings College, the pitcher, comes set as he's working from the stretch as he fouls away this next pitch here at the plate, first base side. And the count is at one ball and two strikes. So 1-2 the count down there at third base is going to be Arkfeld after tripling to left field. Doan had a couple of base runners in the first inning and did not score. So one ball and two strikes here to Justin Povich, the first baseman for Doan. In the right-hand batter's box, and here comes the next pitch by Williamson, and that hits him. And that stings there, hit him on the hand as he tries to shake that baby off. And now the head coach again for Doan is going to come out and check on Justin Povich, his first baseman. Did it hit the handle of the bat in addition to his hand? We'll see here as they're going to talk things over down here. And now the home plate umpire is going to go out and have a couple of words with the base umpire as well. So the count was at one ball and two strikes. Povich is hit on the hand there, which is also part of the bat. Now they're going to make a determination here as the home plate umpire is going to go over and check on Povich, who's down there talking to the head coach down there in the third base box. That's Jeremy Jorgensen. They're going to give Povich first base here. And now Jim Bovey is out of the third base dugout as well. So Jim Bovey is out of the third base dugout, pleading his case. And now we got a discussion going on here. You're listening to Bronco Baseball this afternoon at 1230 KHS. Jim Bovey pleading his case. And we'll see what transpires here. Bronco baseball for you this afternoon here on 1230 KHAS. Nebraska and Northwestern coming up tonight at 6 o'clock from Hawks Field in Lincoln. First pitch will be at 6:35. We'll get you to Husker baseball as soon as we get done here in Crete this afternoon. And the pregame will be at about 6 o'clock with the first pitch at 6:35. Nebraska and Northwestern tonight. And now what are they going to do here? They're going to send Povich down to first base. Jim Bovey pleads his case, but he's going to lose this conversation. So now Doan has got runners on at first and third base. Povich is hit by the pitch.
Shortstop number 6, Nate Ockepold.
So Nathan Ockepold comes to the plate next. Ockepold is a shortstop. He was 0-for-1 in the first ball game with an RBI. So Nathan Ockepold will come to the plate here. The number 9 hitter in the batting order. Now Doan is threatening here in the second inning of play. So they give Povich first base being hit on the hand by the pitch from Pat Williamson. So after the triple by Arkfeld, now we got runners on at first and third base, and now we're going to have a courtesy run there down there as well at first base.
Povich.
And running down there for Povich is going to be Connor McCann. Connor McCann is a sophomore reserve infielder coming out there for Doan, so he will run at the first base. In the meantime, Pat Williamson trying to stay loose as he plays catch here with Gabe Salas as shortstop. as this discussion continues. So now McCann is down there at first base. We're going to have Arkfeld over there at third base. And I think we got everything squared away here. Bovich may not be able to continue for Doan there at first base. We will see. He was hit on the hand, his left hand, as he tries to shake that injury off. So Ockepold is to the plate next. Runners are on at first and third base. There's one man out here in the inning. And there's Williamson faking the throw to third base and then trying to come back to first, and no throw there from Williamson. Black was covering the bag at first base. Creighton Leaf is about even with the bag over there at third. And here comes the pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. Squaring around the bunt was Nathan Ockepold, but he pulls her back here. Doan is trailing in the ballgame by a score of 2-0. Hastings scoring two runs in the top of this inning. And now Doan has got runners on at first and third base here with only one man out. Nathan Ockepold is your batter here as he opens up his stance in the right-hand batter's box. Here comes the pitch. He squares around the bunt, leads it down. Fielded there by Williams in his plays to first base, and he gets him, and a run scores. So Ockepold is thrown out in a play from pitcher to first, but also brings home a run as Arkfeld comes in from third base to score to make it a 2-1 ball game. Heading down to second base on the play is going to be McCann running for Povich. Now we're back to the top of the order again, and Ethan Schroeder. So after all that, a bunt laid down there by Ockepold, and a run scores to make it a 2-1 ball game now in favor of the Broncos in the second inning of play. Ethan Schroeder to the plate next. He grounded out his first time up there as he tried to bunt his way on. It was fielded by Williamson and was thrown out at first base. The pitch is outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. 2-1 is the score. Hastings has got the lead after losing the first game by a score of 4-1 to the Tigers. Pat Williamson on the mound here for Hastings. A good long look at second base. There's a pitch inside, and that hits him. Ethan Schroeder is hit by a pitch here. He heads down to first base on the play. So a base on balls by Williamson in the first. He has hit two batters here in the second inning of play. And now Doan has got runners on at first and second base. And coming to the plate next is going to be A.J. Spannell. Nobody up and throwing for Hastings down in the bullpen on third base side as of yet. A.J. Spannell to the plate next. He fouled out to the first baseman his first time up there. Spannell now with a batting average of .312 in the season. He's got 25 base hits and 80 trips to the plate. We're in the second inning. Doan has got a run in. Here's the pitch. It's going to be a fastball that misses. And the count goes to 1-0 to A.J. Spannell. He's got 4 doubles so far this year. He's got 1 triple and a home run and 12 RBIs. Batting average again at .312 in the season. It's Spannell 0-1 in this ball game. Next pitch is going to be popped up, and it's going to get out of play. A.J. Spannell in game number one, he was 2-for-2, scored a run, had an RBI, also a base on balls. So A.J. Spannell, number two position here for the Tigers. He's a senior out of Norfolk. Right-handed batter against the right-handed throwing Pat Williamson for Hastings College. Doan with runners on at first and second base. Here comes the next pitch from Williamson. That's going to be another fastball that misses inside. And the count now is at 2-1. 2-1 the count here to A.J. Spannell. Chris Manning, the catcher, is due up there next. And we'll see Blaine Carlisle if Doan can keep things rolling along here in the second inning of play. A.J. Spannell waits here with a right-handed club in hand. Here's the next pitch. Another fastball by Williamson. Misses again. That went up high. And now it's 3-1. So Jeremy Williams went the entire way for Hastings in game number one. Suffered the loss. And now we got Pat Williamson out here in game number two. Laboring in inning number two. So here comes the 3-1 pitch from Williamson. That ball is hit to the left side. That's going to sneak through there for a base hit. Fielded by Trent Neal out there in left field. Here comes the run to the plate. The throw in by Neal is going to be off of the target. And a run is going to score. And the runners go to second and third base. A.J. Spannell delivers up an RBI single here in the second inning of play to tie the score at 2 runs apiece. As McCann comes around from second base to score for Doan. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Ethan Schroeder. And going to second base on the throw is going to be A.J. Spannel. So now Doan has got runners on at second and third base in a 2-2 ball game. And now the pitching coach for Hastings College is going to come out and have a couple of words with the starter for Hastings, Pat Williamson. So Doan has produced a couple of runs here in this second inning of play. A single, a triple, a hit batter, another hit batter, and a single. Hastings erased that first base runner attempting to steal. That was Guzman down there at second base. So Pat Williamson will stay out there now for Hastings, and we're back to a 2-2 ball game. Hastings scored two runs in the top half of this inning. Doan has come back with two of their own in the bottom of the inning. Now Chris Manning comes to the plate next. Manning is the catcher. He had a single his first time up there in inning number one. So each team now with four base hits here in game number two. They had three base hits apiece in game number one. So Chris Manning up there now, the number three hitter in the batting order for Doan. Runners are on at second and third base. Here comes the pitch, a breaking pitch that stays inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Nebraska and Northwestern coming up tonight here on 1230 KHAS. So a Bronco Huskers four-game series here today. Hastings playing Doan this afternoon and Nebraska against Northwestern tonight. 6:35 for the first pitch from Hawksfield and Lincoln. There's a ball hit right to the third baseman there in Creighton Leaf. And the inning is over.
For the Tigers, two runs on three hits.
So Creighton Leaf grabs that one and he'll line out at third base. And that is going to be all she wrote here for the Doan College Tigers as we head to the bottom of the second inning. Actually, we're heading to the top of the third inning now with a score Doan 2, Hastings 2.
It's a gorgeous day here at Fodder Park in Grand Island. The first of 10 races. Actually, the first two now in the history books. Results of the early daily double. Winner race one was the one six-pack jack at $4.20, $3 and $3. Second, the six, Beefy and I Know It, at $3.40 and $4. With the three, Selective Time, third at $6 to show. The two-horse Load Factor's starting gate did not open and was declared a non-starter. That made the 1-6 exacta worth $20.20, and the 1-6-3 trifecta came back at $212.40. Winner in race two, upset time with the outside horse number 8, Alacran, scurrying home in front with Carla Lopez and the Irons at $15.40, $6.80, and $6.60. Second, the 2, Alphabet Academy at $7.40 and $4.80, with the 3, Truchard, completing the trifecta at $4.20 to show. The 8, 2 exacta worth $140.40. Trifecta winning ticket of 8, 2, and 3 came back at $954.40. That sat up an early daily double of 1 and 8 worth $71.80. Feature race post time set to go about 6:45 this afternoon. If your neighborhood, stop by. Parking and grandstand admission are always free.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball here today on 1230 KHAS. We are tied up at two runs apiece. Chris Manning is now over there at first base. Again, Povich. The regular first baseman was hit on the hand there, and he's unable to continue. So Chris Manning is now at the first base. So coming up to the plate for Hastings here in inning number three is going to be Drew Clark. Drew Clark, a left-handed hitter, hit into a double play his first time up there. 2-2 is the score. Hastings with two runs in the top of the second inning. Doan comes back with two runs of their own in the bottom half of the inning. There's a ground ball, hit to short. Nice play there by Ankefeld as he goes across the diamond. That's going to be a nice throw and tagging him out at first base is Chris Manning or Nathan Akopol with a diving stab at shortstop. Gets back onto his feet and sends it over to Manning, who's now at first base, who tags out Drew Clark coming down the line. So the throw is a little bit off of the bag at first, but Chris Manning makes a nice play on the ball there. And there's the out recorded there on Drew Clark. A 6-3 put out there. Ankopol at shortstop over to Manning at first base, and that's going to bring up Brett Hermanison next for Hastings College. Hermanison is going to take a strike in the outside corner, nothing and one. Hermanison grounded out his first time up there. He was 0-2. In game number one, so he's 0-3 so far today. So looking for his first base hit of the ball game. Here comes the next pitch, a little check swing here, but he did not go around with it, or did he? As he looked down at the base umpire, the base umpire says no. Madison started the day with a batting average of .293 on the season. Austin Kasperson is now out there for the Doan College Tigers here in this inning. As the first pitcher was knocked out there in the second inning, there's a ball that's going to be hammered to left center field, going back. That's up against the wall, 320 feet away, plus. And pulling up at second base with a stand-up double is going to be Hermanison. Brandon Hermanison, he
second baseman
knocks Mitchell that one, Marquardt. Gives it a right. That's the fifth double of the season for Hermanison. And now Mitchell Marquardt comes to the plate next. So Hastings hitting the ball a little bit here in game number two today. Had just three hits in game number one. That is the fifth hit of the ball game now for Hastings here in the second half of the twin bill. Mitchell Marquardt to the plate next. He had a single and scored a run back there in the second inning of play. And he hits this ball. It's going to head out to a left field. Arkfeld is going to call for it out there, and he makes the catch. So Alec Arkfeld grabs that one as Marquardt flies out to left. That's the second out of the inning. And now Creighton Leaf comes up there next. He was hit by a pitch his first time up there. And now coming out to discuss things again, we have the Doan coaching staff coming out and going to have a little word with Austin Kasperson out there. Bronco baseball here. We're in the third inning of play. This one's scheduled for 7 here this afternoon between Hastings and Doan, with the Tigers winning the first ball game by a score of 4-1. If you're just joining us, Doan scored all four of the runs in the first two innings. Hastings scored their only run of the ball game in the second inning. Each team with three hits in that first ball game. Hastings losing 4-1. Doan had a couple of errors. Hastings had one error. Elliot Engel was the winning pitcher. He went 6 innings today. Gave up 3 hits, 1 run, 3 base on balls, and 6 strikeouts. Jeremy Williams took the loss for Hastings. He went 6 innings, gave up 3 hits, 4 runs, 2 of those earned, 3 base on balls, and 1 strikeout. 2-2 here in the second ball game. Kasperson stays out there. Conference is over. Creighton Leaf comes to the plate here for Hastings, a left-handed hitter. And the first pitch to him is going to be in there for a strike. 0-1 to Creighton Leaf. And he was hit by a pitch in the first ball game. And then the first time up there, back there in inning number 2. Leaf started the day with a batting average of .222 in the season. Here comes the next pitch from Kasperson. Now backing out of the batter's box is going to be Leaf. Now he's back in there. Hastings with a man out at second base. That's Hermanison. But there's two men out here in this third inning of play. Creighton Leaf waiting on the pitch. Here it comes. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. Austin Kasperson nibbling away there. No balls and 2 strikes now to Creighton Leaf of Hastings College, the sophomore out of Concordia, Kansas. He's behind the count of no balls and 2 strikes here in the third. Kasperson looking in for the sign here. Leaf again backs out of the batter's box. Now he's ready to go. Takes a couple of practice swings. Kasperson still waiting on the sign. He's got it. He comes set on the mound. And here comes the 0-2 pitch on the way. That's going to be up high for a ball. 1-2 the count. Taylor Mata is now behind the plate for Doan. As Chris Manning moved over to first base. So Taylor Mata now behind the plate here for the Doan College Tigers. And here comes the next pitch here from Kasperson. That ball is going to be fouled away on the third base side. So the guy remains at 1-2. Austin Ashiro is coming up next for Hastings, and we'll see Connor Thomas. Broncos are now 4-15 on the season after losing the first ball game. Dropped to 0-1 in the conference. Austin Kasperson winds and delivers. There's the ball. It's going to be fouled back to the screen. So Creighton Leaf is hanging in there, protecting the plate with 2 strikes on him. Leaf is the number 7 hitter in the batting order here for Hastings College. Chris Manning is deep over there at first base defensively for Doan, back there toward the edge of the outfield grass, as is the second baseman, A.J. Spannell, on the right side of the diamond. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. That one is swung on and foul tap. Leaf just got a little piece of that one over there. So again, he fouls away the pitch, and the count remains at 1-2. Shortstop is Nathan Ockpol. He's back there toward the edge of the Kratz as well, playing deep at shortstop. Ethan Schroeder a couple of steps behind the bag at third as they set up defensively here against Creighton Leaf. One ball and two strikes here to Leaf. Kasperson looks, and there's another pitch that's going to be fouled away. So Leaf hanging in there. Hastings looking for the hit there to maybe give him the lead again. 2-2 is the score. We're playing in the third inning here in Crete. Playing the second half of the doubleheader. Hastings will be at Concordia tomorrow beginning at 4:30. They take on the Concordia Bulldogs. And now Leaf will back out of the batter's box again. Timeout is called. And now Taylor Mata is going to take time and head out to the pitcher's mound here. Other games going on in the conference today. You've got Dort playing in Sioux City against Morningside. Hastings here against Doan. Concordia is playing in Lincoln against Nebraska Wesleyan today. And Dakota Wesleyan is playing a non-conference game. They got Presentation College in town to take on Dakota Wesleyan up there in Mitchell. Doan splitting a couple of games yesterday with Midland. Mount Marty at Northwestern splitting two. Briar Cliff and Dakota Wesleyan splitting two games. One ball and two strikes now to Creighton Leaf. Here comes the next pitch by Kasperson. That ball is going to be fouled away. And the count remains at one ball and two strikes. Dakota Wesleyan has beaten Presentation College today 5-0, first half of the doubleheader. Concordia knocks off Nebraska Wesleyan 5-4. And Doan beating Hastings here by a score of 4-1. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be hit right towards second base. Grabbing the ball there is going to be Spannell, and the inning's over. A.J. Spannell grabs that one as Creighton Leaf fouls away three or four pitches. And finally, A.J. Spannell grabs it on the line out at second base. So again, Hastings gets the big hit to left field by Brent Hermanison on the double, but they can't produce any runs. No runs, a base hit, no errors, one left. We go to the bottom of the third with a score. Doan and Hastings tied up at two runs apiece.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future, and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
Hi, this is Dr. Christopher Murray with Murray Natural Health and Chiropractic in Hastings. Join me each Monday morning at 8:08 for Ask the Expert. We'll discuss things that I have learned about setting the standard in natural health care. You can email questions to drmurray@khasradio.com or just call in during the show. Get informed on obtaining and maintaining optimal health with Ask the Expert, Mondays at 8:08 on 1230 KHAS.
1230 KHAS.
Tyler Stender is going to be the new pitcher here for Hastings College. Tyler Stender comes out there. Stender is looking for his first decision of the season. He's thrown just 7 2/3 innings, giving up 12 hits, 9 runs, 7 of those earned, 3 baseline balls, and 3 strikeouts. 8.22 is his earned run average on the season. So he comes out there now in the third inning of play, relieving Pat Williamson.
Designated hitter Blaine Carlisle.
So Blaine Carlisle is the first man to face him. We are in the bottom half of the third inning. So Tyler Stender out there now for Hastings, a 6-foot junior out of Millard South. Hastings threw 10 pitchers in the ball game against York the other night. We saw virtually the entire staff yesterday, around Tuesday, against York, and their 9-1 loss. Stender was one of those guys. So Tyler Stender getting a chance here against Doan here in this second half of the doubleheader. We're in the third inning of play. Tied up at two runs apiece. Blaine Carlisle, Andres Rivera, and also Alomar Guzman scheduled up here for the Tigers in the third. Numbers 4, 5, and 6 in the batting order. And the next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. One ball and two strikes now to Blaine Carlisle. Carlisle, he's the designated hitter. He had a base on balls back there in inning number 1. So he waits here on the pitch from Stender. Here's a ball that's going to be rocketed down the right field side in foul territory. So another lefty out there for Hastings College here in this ball game. Jeremy Williams was a starter in game number one. Then we come back with Williams in here in game number two. And now Stender is out there. The third pitcher used by Hastings here in this doubleheader. The next pitch is going to be outside the strike zone. Two balls and two strikes. Hastings trying to scratch one out here against the Tigers in the second half with a doubleheader. Doan splitting the two games yesterday with Midland. And there's a cold third strike in the outside corner. Nice pitch there by Stender. Catches Blaine Carlisle looking. That's the first strikeout of the ball game by Stender. And Andres Rivera comes to the plate next. Rivera, he flew out to shortstop his first time up there. So Andres Rivera comes up there. He's 0 for 1 so far in this ball game. He was 0 out of 3 in game number 1 today. And the first pitch to him by Stender is going to be outside for a ball. Rivera is now hitting at a 319 clip here for the Tigers. One ball and no strikes. Here comes the next pitch. Hit on the ground toward third. Foul territory. Andres Rivera now looking at a count of one ball and one strike. Bronco baseball for you this afternoon on 1230 KHAS Hastings. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. In the third inning, this one's scheduled for 7 here today in Crete between Hastings and Doan. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. And the count goes to one ball and two strikes. Guzman. We're going to have a new guy coming out here next. That's going to be Rollins is going to come out here in the on-deck circle here for Doan. Andres Rivera is looking at a count of one ball and two strikes. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be hit hard. Left center field going back is the left fielder. Coming over is going to be Connor Thomas. He makes the catch. Connor, he's covered a lot of ground out there in center field today. Connor Thomas makes the catch out there.
Bryce Rollins.
So Bryce Rollins will come out there next. Rollins is now playing in right field. Bryce Rollins coming out there now for Doan. They will bat from the right-hand side here as he will face Tyler Stender. Bryce Rollins here in the third inning for Doan. And the first pitch to him is going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count here to Rollins. Arkfeld will be next for the Tigers. Here comes Tyler Stender. His next pitch is going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. So the count now one ball and one strike here to Bryce Rollins. Rollins up there for the first time here this afternoon. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. And it's now two balls and one strike. Hastings College got on top of Doan here in this second half with a doubleheader, scoring two runs in the second inning. Doan comes back with two runs in the bottom of the inning. There's a ground ball to Marquardt at second base. He flips it over to first baseman Drew Clark, and the inning is over. Doan goes down in order here in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the top of the fourth inning with a score, Hastings 2 and Doan 2.
Go green and spring into Rogers Incorporated March 21st through the 31st for blooming savings on all Whirlpool, Maytag, and KitchenAid appliances. Go green and upgrade your Energy Hog appliances with a more efficient Energy Star qualified model from Whirlpool, Maytag, or KitchenAid. The energy savings will pay for themselves. Plus, get no interest if paid in full within 12 months. Ask Rogers for details. Go green and spring into Rogers Incorporated, 1035 South Burlington, Hastings. Online at rogersincorporated.com.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Right now, get $100 back on every Firestone brand radial tractor tire you buy on up to 8 tires. Rebate ends April 30th, 2013. Call your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer for details. Restrictions apply. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer is CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you today here on 1230 KHAS and online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Told you earlier that Hastings will play at Concordia tomorrow, beginning at 4:30 in a doubleheader. The other games in the conference tomorrow will have Dort playing in Yankton against Mount Marty and Dakota Wesleyan. Also in action tomorrow, they'll play at Morningside. All the teams will take Sunday off for Easter and then get back into action again next week. Broncos with 8 straight games in the conference on the road to begin their conference season before coming home and playing most of April at home. Austin Ashero coming to the plate next for Hastings College. Numbers 8, 9, and 1 in the batting order here in inning number 4. This one scheduled for 7 here tonight. Hastings and Doan were tied up at 2 runs apiece here in the ninth cap after Doan won the first ball game by a score of 4-1. Ashero will take a pitch here on the outside corner for a strike, nothing and 1. Austin had a baseline balls back there in inning number 2. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be fouled back to the screen. Ricochets off of the pole, and the count goes to no balls and 2 strikes. So nothing and 2 to Austin Ashero. Brandon Stennis is now on the mound for the Doan College Tigers, so he becomes the third pitcher used by Doan here in this ball game. Brandon Stennis out there now here in inning number 4. And there's a pitch, a curveball. It's going to be in there for a strike. Ashero kept the bat on the shoulder here. So Austin Ashero strikes out here in the fourth inning. And now Connor Thomas comes to the plate next. So 3 pitchers used by Doan so far here in this second half of the doubleheader. Hastings has used 2. Connor Thomas comes up there next. He struck out his first time up there. He takes a fastball there that misses. 1 ball and no strikes. Connor Thomas in game number 1 today for Hastings was 0-2. There's another fastball. A lot of smoke delivered up there. And the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. And now Taylor Motta wants to go out and have a couple of words with Brandon Stennis. So we're in the fourth inning of play. Hastings College and Doan, we are tied up at 2 runs apiece here. Short little conference as Abana comes back here, takes his position behind the plate. Waiting on the pitch here is going to be Connor Thomas. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner, 2-1. Brandon Stennis has a record of 1 win and 1 loss on the season for Doan. His ERA is sitting at .96. He's a left-handed thrower. Here comes the next pitch way outside. He's thrown 9 1/3 innings so far for Doan, giving up 5 hits and 6 runs. One of those earned, 7 base on balls, 5 strikeouts. Teams are batting just .152 against him. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. And again, Connor Thomas keeps the bat on the shoulder, and he's looking at a count now with 3 balls and 2 strikes. So 3-2 the count. 1 man out for the Broncos here in the fourth inning of play. Here comes the next pitch by Stennis. It's swung on and missed, and he strikes him out. A couple of strikeouts here by Brandon Stennis in this fourth inning. And now Gabe Salas, the top of the order, comes back up there for the Broncos. Jim Bovey talked about that during the pregame show today. Maybe the deepest pitching staff out of the Great Plains Athletic Conference this year. We've seen some good ones out there today. Elliot Engel was the winner in game number 1. Josh Hayden came on and got the Broncos in the seventh inning, going down in order. We've seen a couple of pitches so far for Doan. In fact, 3 of them here in game number 2. Here comes the next pitch by Stender. That's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. Again, Salas wanted to pull the trigger and did not. No balls and 2 strikes to Gabe Salas. So far, he is 2-for-2 so far in this ball game with an RBI back there in the second inning. He's behind in the count here, zipping 2. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be down low. Ball gets away momentarily from the catcher, Taylor Montes. The ball goes trickling over to the first base dugout. 1 ball and 2 strikes now to Salas. He was 0-for-3 in game number 1 today. So Gabe Salas trying to get something going here for Hastings in this fourth inning, but he's behind in the count at 1 ball and 2 strikes. Salas waiting on the pitch here from Brandon Stennis. Here's on the way and a check swing. A called third strike and he's out of there. So Stennis comes on and strikes out the side here in the fourth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning with a score. Hastings 2 and Doan 2.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $75 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletics and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $75 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning here. Doan 2, Hastings 2. Tyler Stender out there for the Broncos. He will throw here in inning number 4. Alex Arkfeld is the first batter to face him here in the fourth inning. And there's a strike delivered up there by Tyler Stender. So Stender came on there in the third inning, got a strikeout. Fly ball and a ground out. Sent the Tigers down in order. And now Arkfeld is out there. Here comes the next pitch, a breaking pitch that's going to stay outside the strike zone. And Arkfeld is now looking at a count of one ball and one strike. Coming up next for Doan, we're going to see Taylor Mata. Then we'll see Acapulco, the shortstop. There's a ground ball hit right by the shortstop, Gabe Salas, in the center field. Salas gave it a shot there as he moves to his left, but couldn't come up with it. And Alex Arkfeld gets a single for Doan. That's going to be hit number 4 in the ball game for Doan as Arkfeld gets aboard here. And now Mata comes to the plate next. Taylor Mata in the position of Justin Povich, who's out of the ball game now. Mata is in there at catcher. So he's up there now here in the fourth inning of play. He'll be a left-handed hitter. So Taylor Mata is at the plate here for the Doan College Tigers with Doan, their leadoff man on down there at first base. He scores around the bunt, and he gets hit by a pitch here from Tyler Stender.
The shortstop.
I think it hit him in the head. Mata heads down to first base. So he gets aboard, and now Doan has got runners on at first and second base and nobody out here in the fourth inning. Now he's going to be run for down there at first base as well. Zach Kuchera.
Number 42, Zach Kuchera.
He's going to come out here, a utility player, a freshman out of Waverly, little guy. He'll sneak away from the back there at first base. So Doan has got runners on at first and second. We're in a tie ball game here in the fourth inning. Tied up at a couple of runs apiece. Nathan Acapulco is to the plate now for Doan. He is the shortstop. He is 0 for 1 so far here in this ball game. He was 0 for 1 in game number 1. There's a quick throw to second base in. Getting back in there is going to be Arkfeld. Covering the back there was the second baseman, Mitchell Marquardt. So we're tied up at 2 runs apiece. Ockpold is your batter up here for Doan. Bats from the right-hand side. As Tyler Stender trying to shut the door here on the Tigers, he squares around the bunt, leads it down the third baseline. Fielded there by Stender. He goes to first base. The throw is going to be in time. But the sacrifice works as they move the base runners along. Doan has now got runners on at second and third base and one man out here in this fourth inning of play. Tigers trying to take the lead for the first time here in this second half of the doubleheader. Ethan Schroeder, the top of the order, comes up there next. Schroeder so far in this ball game has grounded out back to the pitcher. He's been hit by a pitch. So he's 0 for 1 here in this one. He was 0 for 2 in game number 1. Did score a run in that contest. Won by the Tigers in the opener, 4-1. Hastings looking for their first conference win of the season here against the Tigers. So Schroeder strolls to the plate next. He's another right-handed hitter as he works against the lefty out there for Hastings and Tyler Stender. Runners are on at second and third base. Here comes the pitch to the plate. That one's going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes here to Ethan Schroeder. A.J. Spannell is due up there next. First time since 1994 that Hastings has opened up their conference season on the road. just the way the schedule has worked. The Broncos have traditionally played at home in their first conference game of the season, but not this year. Here comes the next pitch. That's going to be outside for a ball. That's now two balls and no strikes here to Schroeder. First base is empty right now, with runners on at second and third base. Kuchar is down there at second base. Over there at third is going to be Arkfeld. And here comes the 2-0 pitch here from Tyler Stender as he looks in for the sign from his catcher, Austin Elshiro. It's on the way. It's hit right back through the legs of Stender. It's picked up there by Salas. It's short. He goes over to first base. That's in time, but a run scores. That one hard hit right back through the pitcher's legs there, Tyler Stender. But Salas picks it up at shortstop right in front of the bag at second. He gets it over to first base to record the out, but the run comes in to score. So Schroeder grounds out on the play, but also produces a run as Arkfeld comes home and taps the plate. That's the third run of the ball game for Doan. Now it's a 3-2 ball game in favor of the Tigers. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Kuchera, and coming to the plate is going to be A.J. Spannell. So Doan has the lead for the first time here in game number two. A.J. Spannell is up there now. He fouled out to the first baseman back there in inning number one. Had an RBI single in inning number two. Here comes a pitch to him. That ball is going to be hit toward left center. Drifting over is going to be the left fielder, Trenton Neal, and he makes the catch. A.J. Spannell is going to fly out to the left fielder, Trenton Neal, but Doan picks up a run here in the fourth inning of play. They've got the lead after four complete. It's now the Tigers 3 and the Broncos 2.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Spring is here, and all of us at Bob Sass Flowers want to share its beautiful sights, smells, and colors. We've made our transition to spring, and the store is bursting with fresh new home decor, gifts, jewelry, purses, and other home and personal accessories. If you're an old friend or a first-timer, stop by and experience our fabulous new spring designs. Enjoy 20% store-wide savings all week long. Make your transition to spring at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Crete here this afternoon. Hastings College doubleheader with the Doan College Tigers. Hastings losing the first game 4-1. They're trailing now here in the second half of the twin bill. The score is 3-2 as Hastings will bat now here in the fifth inning of play. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight. Trenton Neal, also John LeMaster and Drew Clark, numbers 2, 3, and 4. In the batting order for the Broncos as they try to reclaim the lead. Hastings had a 2-0 lead. Doan came back to score two runs in the bottom of the second inning, and now they have taken the lead after scoring one run in the last half of an inning. So it's now 3-2. Doan has got the lead. There's a ball hit right to the third baseman. That's Schroeder. His long throw to first base is in time. So Trenton Neal knocks that one right to the third baseman. Schroeder makes the play on the ball, and now John LeMaster comes up there next. But a tough day for John at the plate. He is 0 for his last six. He was 0 for 4 in the first ball game. He struck out a couple of times here in this contest today. LeMaster grounded out a couple of times in the first ball game, reached on an error, and also struck out one. So he struck out three times so far in the doubleheader as he strolls to the plate. And here's the pitch. It's going to be up high for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Brandon Stennis is still out there throwing for Doan. Kasperson has been out there for the Tigers. There's a ball hit toward third base against Schroeder again. Another chance and a same result. Put out over there at first base. John LeMaster is retired in the play from third to first. Now Drew Clark comes up there next. So Hastings have a tough time as of late. Nathan Roth, by the way, got the start for Doan today. He lasted just 1 2/3 innings. He gave up 4 hits and 2 runs. Had a walk and a couple of strikeouts. We saw Austin Kasperson out there for 1 1/3 innings. He gave up a hit and a strikeout with no walks, no runs. And Brandon Dennis has been out there ever since for the Tigers. 3-2 is the score. Doan has got the lead. Here comes the next pitch, a breaking pitch that's in there for a strike on Drew Clark. He hit into a double play back there in the first inning. He grounded out in the third. Larkin, game number one, was 0 for 3 at the plate, scored a run. There's another strike in there. One ball and two strikes now on Clark. If he happens to get aboard, we'll see Brent Hermanison. The base pads are empty, though, for Hastings College here in the fifth inning. Stennis gets his sign here from Mata behind the plate. Now a timeout is called here by Drew Clark as he backs out of the left-hand batter's box and now re-enters. He's ready to go. Brandon Stennis in his full windup. Here comes the pitch. That's going to be outside for a ball. Two balls and two strikes. Nebraska baseball tonight here on 1230 KHS. The Huskers and Northwestern from Hawksfield and Lincoln. Trying to get you to the pregame show at 6 tonight. First pitch will be at 6:35. Next pitch is a called third strike in the inside corner in the lefty. Drew Clark cannot believe it here in the batter's box. He strikes out. That's going to be the third strike out of the ball game for Brandon Stennis since he came on in inning number 4. So the Broncos go down in order here in the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth with a score. Doan 3, Hastings 2.
The Hastings Tribune sports staff has the spring sports covered. Bronco and Husker baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer. Plus state and national sports. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online anytime. Get in the game with HT Mobile. Join the HT Mobile VIP Club today. And to subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
If you need relief from low temperatures and high prices, call your Lennox dealer, Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, at 463-6061. Heat your house for less and get a $500 federal tax credit when you purchase a Lennox heating and cooling system. Call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning at 463-6061. Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses. See your participating Lennox dealer for details. Lennox. Innovation never felt so good. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So we head to inning number 5 here tonight in the bottom half of the fifth inning. It's Hastings College and Doan. And the Tigers have the lead. The score is 3-2. Out there for Hastings, Tyler Stender as he stays out there. So the Tigers batting down here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. And this is Chris Manning, who's now at first base. He started the day behind the plate, moved over to first base after the injury to Povich, who got hit on the hand by the Broncos at the plate. So Chris Manning is up there. He fouls away the pitch on the third base side. So the count is sitting at no balls, or one ball and two strikes here to Chris Manning. We've got numbers 3, 4, and 5 in the batting order to face the Broncos here in this fifth inning. Hastings trailing by a run here. And the Broncos will play at Concordia tomorrow, a doubleheader that gets underway at 4:30. There's the ball hit right back up through the middle. Great. Salas has got it. Nope, it goes right through his glove in the center field. Salas had a shot at it there at shortstop. Everybody gets scampering by the pitcher, Tyler Stender, on the mound. Salas back there at shortstop trying to grab it, but it went right under his glove in the center field. So Chris Manning gets aboard here. He singles up the middle, a base hit there. So again, the Tigers have got a base runner. The only inning they did not have a base runner here in the second ball game was the third. Doan has got 3 runs on the board, and now Blaine Carlisle comes to the plate next. Carlisle is the designated hitter here in this ball game, and he hammers that ball to a right center field. That's going to be problems. It's going to go all the way to the fence at 325 feet plus. Around the bag at third, coming home is going to be Manning. He's going to score easily, and pulling up at second base is going to be Carlisle. So a double there to right center field as he drives home a run. Blaine Carlisle, he got a piece of that one, and coming around and scoring from first base is going to be Manning. He scores easily, and Doan tacks on one here in the fifth inning, a 4-2 ball game. Now the Tigers have the lead. And now Jim Bovey's going to pop out of the dugout, and he's going to bring in a reliever here in this fifth inning of play. So Hastings going to make a pitching change. We had a single and a RBI double here in the fifth, and that's going to be all she wrote here for Tyler Stender as Hastings is going to make a pitching change here in the fifth inning of play as they have fallen behind here to the Doane College Tigers. It's now a 4-2 ball game. We got a pitching change in store. We'll be back right after this.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
Today's Shop WheelerDealer.com deal of the day. $10 certificates for carryout of Kitty's Roadhouse wood oven fired pizzas. Only $5. Log on to ShopWheelerDealer.com or click on the link at our station website.
1230 KHAS.
So Nate Story is going to be the next pitcher for Hastings. Story is 0-1 in the season. He's got one save. He's thrown 12 innings so far for the Broncos, giving up 18 hits, 12 runs. Nine of those have been earned. Four base on balls and six strikeouts. ERA is sitting at 6.75, and teams are batting .346 against him. So Nate Story now out there for Hastings College. Tyler Stender is knocked out here in the fifth inning. Doane is now taking a 4-2 lead over Hastings College here in this ballgame, the second half with a doubleheader, as Rivera comes to the plate next for Doane. And it nearly hits him. The first pitch comes to the plate, and Rivera spins around in the right-hand batter's box. A ball there, one ball and no strikes. Rivera is 0-2 so far in this ballgame. He was 0-3 in game number one, so he's 0-4 his last five. He's flown out a couple of times here in this one. Once the shortstop and once the center field. Doane has got base runners on, at least one of them there. At second base, one run is in. There's a bunt laid down. Third base side is going to be in foul territory. So one ball and one strike here to Andres Rivera. A single by Manning and the RBI double by Blaine Carlisle. And Doane has tacked on one more run here. 4-2 is the score now. Rivera is up there right now. We're going to see Bryce Rollins coming up there next. And then Arkfeld is Doane bats here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. This one's scheduled for 7 today. Here's Nate Story's next pitch. Is going to be down low. The ball scooped out of the dirt there by Austin Ashiro for Hastings College. So two balls and one strike here to Andres Rivera, batting in the right-hand side here for the Tigers. Rivera is a sophomore out of Puerto Rico as he waits on the next pitch here from the pitcher for Hastings, Nate Story. Here it comes. It's going to be down low again as Ashiro grabs that one out of the dirt. And the count is now at 3-1. So 3-1 the count to Andres Rivera with Rollins on deck here for the Tigers. Nate Story working from the stretch with a runner on at second base. That is Carlisle. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside the strike zone and the ball. That's going to be a walk delivered up here. So that sends base runners on at first and second base now as Bryce Rollins comes to the plate next. Rollins grounded out his first time up there in inning number 3. He's playing out in right field here in this second ball game. And Al Ashiro is out in front of the plate making the defensive call out here for the Broncos. Base runners are on at first and second base. Hastings can ill afford to give Doane any more runs here. Broncos have been challenged offensively all season long. They're down by 2 runs against one of the better pitching staffs that we'll see in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this year. Rollins lays down a bunt, fielded there by Creighton Leaf. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time. Marquardt covering the bag there for Hastings as Bryce Rollins is thrown out in a play, but the sacrifice works. And now we got runners at second and third base. As Doan tries to manufacture a run here in the fifth inning to give him some breathing room down the stretch. Alex Arkfeld comes to the plate next. He is 2-for-2 in this ball game. He had a triple back there in the second inning, came around to score. Had a single in the fourth inning and came around to score. Arkfeld in the first ball game for Doan, he was 0-for-3. So 0-for-3 in the first one and 2-for-2 in the second one. There's a pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. Story actually fell down after he delivered that ball to the plate. One ball and no strikes. Doan is out on top by a score of 4-2 in the second half with a doubleheader tonight. Hastings losing the first game 4-1 if you're just joining us. Jeremy Williams threw a three-hitter in the first ball game and still lost. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be hit down the first base side in foul territory. And the count goes to one ball and one strike. You're listening to Bronco Baseball this afternoon on 1230 KHIS. Doubleheader with the Tigers and the Broncos open up the conference season for 2013. Alex Arkfeld is waiting here at the plate. Here comes the next pitch. It swung on and missed, and a foul tap by Arkfeld. Just got a little piece of that one, but it was a fouled away. And the count goes to one ball and two strikes. Arkfeld up there for the Tigers. Batting average is now sitting at .228 on the season after his performances so far in this doubleheader. Glove in hand here in the right-hand batter's box. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a cold third strike in the outside corner. Nice pitch there by Nate Story. Arkfeld goes down. The first strike out of the ball game for Story. Doan has still got runners on at second and third base. And now here comes Taylor Mata to the plate next. So Taylor Mata comes out there. He was hit by a pitch his last time up there. And now they're going to intentionally walk him. That's going to load up the bases. So the first walk given up there by Story, an intentional walk, because he's going to send Mata down there at first base. Kuchera is going to come out and run now for Mata at first base. So Nathan Ockepold comes to the plate next. He's the number 9 hitter in the batting order. He is 0-for-2 so far in this ball game. Ockepold is 0-for-1 in game number 1, so he's 0-for his last 3. And now he comes up there with the bases jammed here in this fifth inning of play. And his ball club out on top by a score of 4-2. First pitch by Story is going to be down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Only problem with giving up the intention to walk. Now the bases are loaded, so Story's got to come home here. No place to put Ockepold here in this fifth inning. Next pitch is going to be hit off of the handle of the bat. It's going to stay here in the infield. Calling for it is Story, and he makes the catch, and Hastings gets out of the inning. With no further damage done, Ockepold flies out to the pitcher, Nate Story, as he makes the catch here just to the left of the mound, and the inning is over. We head to the sixth inning now with a score. Doan 4, Hastings College 2.
For shelter insurance.
For people who know that the first love of your life might have been an 84 hatchback.
We believe insurance is better when it relies as much on humanity as it does on technology.
And we know what the weather is like in your area because we live in your area.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter insurance for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see shelter agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
Haley, do you take the color Crouching Tiger 4022 to cherish every day?
I do.
And Crouching Tiger 4022, do you take Haley's wall for as long as you match her decor?
I do.
You may now check out.
Find your soul paint at Ace. We'll help with the harmonious color palette of Clark and Kensington paint and primer in one. Exclusively at Ace, the helpful place.
Find the full selection of Clark and Kensington paints at Big G Ace, your helpful hardware place. North Highway 281 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Doan has already left 8 men on the base pads here in game number 2. They've had some chances to extend their lead a little bit, but they leave the bases loaded in the last inning after scoring just 1. So Hastings still in the ball game here. 4-2 is the score as the Broncos come to the plate in the 6th inning of play, but time is running out. Hastings needs to get something going here. Broncos have been down in order for the last 2 innings. The Doan pitching staff also retired the Broncos, the last 2 guys in inning number 3, so Hastings has gone 8 batters without reaching the base pads here. Broncos with 5, 6, and 7 in the batting order. Brent Hermanison, Mitchell Marquardt, and also Creighton Leaf coming up here in the 6th inning. Brandon Stennis stays out there for Doan to throw here in the inning. There's a ball that's going to be fouled in the first base side. Giving chase was the first baseman, Chris Manning, but he can't get to it up against the fence. So Brandon Hermanison now looking at a count of one ball and one strike. Hermanison so far in this ball game, he had that double to left center field his last time up there. That was in inning number three, also grounded out in the second. 1-for-2 here in this ball game. Hermanison was 0-for-2 in game number one. Here comes the next pitch, swung on and missed. That's one ball and two strikes now. So the Broncos having a tough time getting to Brandon Stennis. Again, he's got an ERA of below 1.00. He has showed his stuff here since coming on in relief. Here comes the next pitch. That ball is hit to the left side. It's going to get through there for a base hit. Diving at third base was Ethan Schroeder. He couldn't come up with it, so Hermanison gets his second hit of this second half of the doubleheader as he hits that one to the left side. So he sings with a base runner now. Now Mitchell Marquardt comes to the plate next. Marquardt, he had a single and scored a run in the second inning of play. Flew out to left field in inning number three. So he is 1-for-2 here in this ball game. Marquardt in game number one for Hastings. He was 3-for-3. Had a couple of singles and had a double. So Marquardt is getting the job done here in this ball game for the Broncos. But so far has been in a losing cause. Here's the next pitch to him. It's going to be down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Mitchell Marquardt here for Hastings College. A freshman out of Centennial, Colorado, 5'10". Playing at second base all day today for Hastings. Next pitch is a fastball. It's going to be outside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. So Hermanison is down there at first base. The Broncos are down by two. We're in the top half of the sixth inning. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight in Crete. Taking a lead down there at first is going to be Hermanison. Chris Manning will hold him on defensively. The pitch is going to come to the plate. That's going to be outside. The ball gets away from the catcher. Taylor Modden running down to second base, and the play is going to be Hermanison. So a wild pitch there by Brandon Stennis. That allows Hermanison to move down to second base in the play, and now Taylor Modden is going to go out and have a couple of words with Stennis on the mound, returns back to the plate. Takes his position. The count is at 3-0. So 3-0 the count. This would be the tying run getting on the base pads here. Marquardt can get there safely. Working from the stretch is going to be Stennis. Here comes the left-hander. A fastball there. It's right down the pipe there for a strike. 3-1 as Marquardt was taking all the way there. Creighton Leaf is due up there next, and we'll see Austin Alshiro and Connor Thomas as the Broncos bat here in the sixth. Mitchell Marquardt with a bat in hand. There's a ball that's hit toward the shortstop. Bobbled there by Acapold, and everybody is going to be safe. There's a throw over to third base. That's not going to be in time. Rounding the back down there was Hermanison. He gets back there. But Acapold, he lost his footing just as the ball got to him there at shortstop. And everybody's going to be safe, and the Broncos now have runners on at first and third base. So Hastings with runners on at first and third, and coming up to the plate now is going to be Creighton Leaf. So Creighton Leaf comes up there. He's been hit by a pitch. He's lined out to second base, and now he's up there for the third time here today. And now he's going to be called back to the dugout. And now Adam Brown is going to come out here and bat. So Adam Brown is going to come out here in the sixth inning. Leaf was already out there. He was getting ready to head into the right-hand batter's box, and Adam Brown is going to come out here instead. For Hastings, Brown has actually got the best batting average on the team at .417. Just hasn't had a lot of chances there at the plate. He is 5 out of 12 from the plate. So Adam Brown comes out there now for Hastings College. He's a junior out of Grand Island Central Catholic. And the pitch to him is going to be outside for a ball. So Brown takes the pitch outside, 1-0. And now the head coach again for Doan is going to make his appearance on the pitcher's mound to find out what they want to do with Brown. Hastings threatening here as Brown represents the lead run here at the plate. Runners are on at first and third base.
Now pitching for Doan, number 8, Josh Hayden.
And now we're going to have a pitching change here for the Tigers as Josh Hayden is going to come on and relieve Brandon Stennis. Now Hayden was that guy that came on in the last ball game in the seventh inning and mowed down the Broncos on three straight batters. So Hayden is going to have a chance at another save here today as he comes on in the sixth inning of play. A pitching change in store here for the Doan College Tigers. Tigers will take a break. We're in the sixth inning with nobody out. The score, Doan 4, Hastings College 2.
This is Pat from Pat's Auto Repair and Towing. We are your AAA-approved auto repair facility, the only one in Hastings. At Pat's, our mechanics are ASC certified, so you can count on the job being done right. We are your Exhaust Pro installer. Also, from routine maintenance to the more complicated problems, we can handle it. Give us a call today at Pat's Auto Repair and Towing and Exhaust, 463-9607, 305 South Denver.
Mention this ad and receive $5 off your next oil change at Pat's.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or? What if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at hastingsfamilychiropractic.com.
1230 KHAS.
So Josh Hayden comes on now for the Doan College Tigers. They're trying to snuff out any potential rally here for Hastings College. Hayden is a sophomore out of Omaha, went to Iowa Western Community College, now playing here for Doan. Hayden appeared in that first ball game and mowed down the Broncos. Three straight batters went down to wrap up the win. As a Neil, LeMaster, and Clark all failed to reach base in the first ball game against Josh Hayden, and now he comes on here to try to shut the door. Hastings has got runners on at first and third base. It's a 4-2 ball game. We're in the top half of the sixth inning. Broncos are trailing. This is Brown at the plate here. Adam Brown for Hastings College. The count to him is at 1-1. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a strike on the outside corner. So Adam Brown is up there. He has got no extra base hits this year. He does have five base hits, but no RBIs. A chance to drive one home right here with a runner down there at third base. That's for Madison. But the count is at 1-2 here to the former Grand Island Central Catholic Crusader. Next pitch is way outside. And Taylor Mata comes up with a nice stab there behind the plate. Now 2-2 here for Adam Brown in replace of Creighton Leaf here in the batting order. Batting in the number 7 position as Hastings is threatening here in the sixth inning of play, down by 2 runs. Josh Hayden working from the stretch. Runners at the corners here for Hastings. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be fouled on the first base side. So Brown gets a little piece of that one as he fouls it on the first base side. Count remains at 2-2. Nebraska and Northwestern coming up tonight at 6 from Hawksfield and Lincoln. 6:35 for the first pitch tonight. Huskers in their home conference opener tonight against the Wildcats of Northwestern. Here comes the 2-2 pitch now from Hayden. It's on the way and a swing and a miss. And Brown strikes out here in the pinch hit roll. There's one out now here in the sixth. And now Austin Alshiro comes to the plate next for the Broncos. He has walked so far here in this ball game and has struck out once.
For the catcher, Cheryl.
Now we're going to have another.
Number 10, Tyler.
Tyler Delafonte is going to come out here. He's going to bat for Alshiro in this number 8 spot as head coach Jim Bovey is looking for a little base hit. So Delafonte will comes out here, and he'll bat here in the sixth inning of play. He'll be in the number 8 spot here for Austin Alshiro. Delafonte will bat here from the right-hand side. Right there, left-hand side here. There's a ball hit right back to the pitcher's mound. They got him there, and they go for a double play. Right back to the pitcher's mound to Josh Hayden. He goes to second base for the double play. Actually went over to first base. Would have been a triple play there, but they didn't need that one as Brown struck out right ahead of him. But a double play there as that one is hit right off of the bat of Tyler Delafonte. Right back to the pitcher's mound, who doubles up the Broncos, and a rally again is snuffed out as the Broncos have a tough time scoring here in the sixth inning of play. Things were looking pretty good there, but a big double play by Doan gets him out of the inning here in the sixth inning.
No runs, an error, and one man left on base
here in the sixth inning. We go to the bottom of the inning with a score. Doan 4, Hastings College 2.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Did you know that you can rent a vehicle from Kirshner's? Whether it's a compact car, a van to take on vacation, or a 15-passenger to take the whole team, Kirshner's will rent you a vehicle for only $25 a day. Why put miles on your car this Easter when you can rent from Kirshner's Auto Corner, located on Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirshnersautocorner.com.
Well, looks like we're tailgating.
Our two favorite teams are playing.
That means we're going to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
The only true sports bar.
Jinx, you owe me a beer.
And the only place where the flavor of the food is as epic as the portion.
Just like a great tailgate party.
Friend us on Facebook for daily specials.
And log on to BullseyeSportsBar.com
to download our world-famous Facebook app
for even more fun and coupons.
Bullseye, you know what? You say.
Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Across from the water park on West 2nd in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So the Broncos are once again denied there in the last half of an inning, and Doan now coming to bat here in the sixth with a 4-2 lead. Hastings had runners on the base pads at first and third base and did not score in the sixth, as the main man there for Doan, Josh Hayden, has come on now in both ball games and snuffed off any chance of a late inning rally here by the Broncos. And we head to the bottom of the inning. Hastings will have one more chance here at the plate, but we got to shut down Doan here in the sixth. Top of the order is coming up here. Nate Story is out there for Hastings in this sixth inning. The count to Ethan Schroeder is sitting at 2-1. Schroeder so far in this ball game has grounded out. He's been hit by a pitch, and he's grounded out once. So he is 0-2 so far in this ball game. As Schroeder waits on the pitch here from Story, it's going to be outside for a ball, and it's now 3-1. We can ill afford to give Doan any more runs here in the sixth. Got to stay close as we head to the seventh and final inning here tonight. Hastings trying to split with the Tigers, which would be huge for Hastings going on the road for their conference opener. But right now they're trailing by the score of 4-2. There's a baseline ball is given up there as the next pitch is going to be outside. That's Story's third walk since he has come on in relief. That was back in the last inning, so 3 walks for Story. Here's A.J. Spannell coming to the plate next. Spannell is fouled out to the first baseman. He's got a single, an RBI single. That was back in the second, and he's flown out to left field. So he is 1-3 here in game number 2. There's a throw of the first base. That's a little wide of the target, but a nice catch there by Clark. Runner stays put at first base. Ethan Schroeder is down there at the bag at first. A.J. Spannell is at the plate. There goes the runner at first. There goes the throw down to second base. He's in there easily. So a stolen base there by Ethan Schroeder. The throw down there by Ashiro, but it was not in time as Schroeder gets aboard here at second base now for Doan as they work a man into scoring position. Schroeder is now 9 out of 12 in stealing bases this year. Got a great jump at first base and an easy play there as Schroeder is into the bag easily at second base. A.J. Spannell is a count of 1-0 here at the plate. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside, and he goes again. There's a throw down to third base. They got him that time. Trying to steal second and then third. And a good throw there by Ashiro. The tag is applied there by Creighton Leaf. So Ethan Schroeder, he was running on both instances there, and they finally gun him down at third base. Nice throw by Ashiro. So now there's one man out here in this sixth inning of play. And A.J. Spannell has now got a count of 2-0. Now here comes Jim Bovey again back out of the dugout for Hastings. And that's going to be all she wrote here for Nate Story. So Story is going to be replaced here in the sixth. The Broncos are still trailing by the score of 4-2. We're going to have another pitching change coming up here as Doan has got their meat of the order coming up with Spannell and then Manning. And then we'll see Blaine Carlisle. And Hastings is going to make a pitching change here to make sure the Tigers stay off of the scoreboard. So we'll come back, another pitching change for Hastings. We're in the sixth inning with one man out to score, Doan 4, Hastings College 2.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
Hi, this is Dr. Christopher Murray with Murray Natural Health and Chiropractic in Hastings. Join me each Monday morning at 8:08 for Ask the Expert. We'll discuss things that I have learned about setting the standard in natural health care. You can email questions to drmurray@khasradio.com or just call in during the show. Get informed on obtaining and maintaining optimal health with Ask the Expert, Mondays at 8:08 on 1230 KHAS.
1230 KHAS.
So Ryan Gardner, a junior out of Blair, Nebraska, is going to be the next pitcher for Hastings College. Gardner still looking for his first decision of the season. No saves. He's thrown 6 3/3 innings, giving up 9 hits, 8 runs, 3 of those earned, 2 base on balls, 4 strikeouts, ERA 4.26. Team's batting .321 against him. So there's two men out, actually one man out here in the sixth inning. Hastings trailing in the ball game by a score of 4-2. Doan batting in the bottom half of the sixth. A.J. Spannell is up there. The count to him is at 3 balls and no strikes. It was 2-0 with the Story out there. And then here comes Gardner out there. He's one of those submarine type of throwers for Hastings as he comes in there with a strike and a fastball, 3-1 the count. So Hastings trying to shut the door on any possible Doan insurance runs here in the sixth inning. 3-1 the count to Spannell. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for another strike. 3 balls and 2 strikes now to A.J. Spannell. Base pads are empty. Ethan Schroeder had a walk to begin the sixth inning. Stole second base, and then the Broncos nail him at third base as he's trying to swipe another bag. Next pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen, and the count remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nebraska and Northwestern coming up tonight at 6 from Hawks Field in Lincoln. 6:35 for the first pitch. We'll have the game for you right here on 1230 KHIS. Here comes the 3-2 pitch now. It's going to be outside for a ball, and he walks him. So a base on ball is given up there by Ryan Gardner. Now Chris Manning comes up there next. Chris Manning comes out there for Doan. Manning so far today, a single lined out to the third baseman. He's got another single. So he is 2-for-3 so far in this ball game. So a man is on at first base. That is A.J. Spannell. Here comes Gardner again. He comes to the plate. That's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. So Nate Story today goes 1 3/3 innings, gives up no hits, no runs, 3 base on balls, 1 strikeout. Ryan Gardner becomes the fourth pitcher used by Hastings here in this second half of the doubleheader. Here comes the submarine throw to the plate. That's going to be swung on and missed. No balls and 2 strikes now to Chris Manning. Man is on at first base. That's A.J. Spannell. It's a 4-2 ball game. Hastings down by a couple of runs. Broncos lost the first ball game by a score of 4-1. Batting in the right-hand batter's box here, taking a lead down there at first base is going to be Spannell. Drew Clark will hold him on for the Broncos. Here comes the pitch by Gardner. It's going to be outside. Austin Oshiro comes up with a nice grab behind the plate there. And the count goes to 1-2 here to Chris Manning. 4-2 is the score. Doan has got the lead here in this one. Gardner looks in for the sign from his catcher again. And here comes the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. And it's now 2-2. So 2-2 here to Chris Manning. Blaine Carlisle would be next, the designated hitter here for Doan. There goes the runner at first base. The pitch comes inside and it hits him. So Manning is hit by a pitch here by Gardner. The runner was going at first base. And again, maybe Gardner saw him out of the corner of his eye and comes inside and beans Chris Manning. So now Doan has got runners on at first and second base. One man out. Blaine Carlisle comes up there next for Doan. Carlisle has walked, he has struck out, and he's got an RBI double so far here in this ball game. So now we're going to have another courtesy runner coming out here for Doan.
Running for Spannell, number 42, Zach Kuchera.
Zach Kuchera is going to come out. He'll run at second base. So Spannell comes back to the dugout, and maybe Kuchera with a little speed over there at second base. He comes out to run now for Doan. The Tigers looking for an insurance run here in the sixth inning with a 2-run lead over the Broncos. Here's Blaine Carlisle up there next for the Tigers. So Doan trying to hang on here in the sixth inning. Hastings with six base hits here in this one. Doan has got seven. There's a little tapper to the right side. And he's going to get through there for a base hit. One run is going to score as Kuchera comes home and taps the plate. And everybody else stays put there. Blaine Carlisle gets a single to the right side of the diamond there. Both Drew Clark and Mitchell Marquardt had a chance at that one there, and it goes trickling right in between the two. On the right side of the diamond in the right field as it's picked up there by John LeMaster. That adds another run. That makes it a 5-2 ball game.
Number 32, Thomas Albert.
Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Kuchera. Blaine Carlisle gets the RBI single. And now coming up to the play is going to be Andres Rivera. And now running down there for Carlisle at first base is going to be Thomas Albert. So Albert is now down there at first base for Doan. There's still only one man out here in the sixth inning, and the Tigers now open up a 5-2 lead. Here's the next pitch to the play. It's going to be fouled away on the first base side. 0-1 the count. Rivera so far in this ball game has flown out. That to shortstop. He's flown out to center field. He's reached on a base on balls. He is 0-2 in this ball game. Rivera in game number one was 0-3. Andres Rivera with runners on at first and third base. Doan still threatening. There goes the runner at first base, and the pitch is going to be fouled away here at the plate. So running back to first is going to be Albert. Bronco baseball today here on 1230 KHAS. We're in the second half of the doubleheader. Hastings losing the first ball game 4-1. They're trailing now here in the second contest 5-2. Broncos play at Concordia tomorrow beginning at 4:30. Andres Rivera looking at a pitch here, and he pops it up. High fly ball. It's going to stay in the infield. Grabbing it is going to be the second baseman, Marquardt. That's going to be the second out of the inning. So Andres Rivera will fly out to Mitchell Marquardt at second base. And now there's two men out for Doan here in the sixth inning. Bryce Rollins will come to the plate next. Hastings in the seventh. If you're looking ahead, we've got numbers 9, 1, and 2 in the batting order coming up. The Broncos are now down by three runs. So Rollins will come to the plate next for the Doan College Tigers. He will bat from the right-hand side. Rollins is 0-1 so far today. There goes the runner at first base. The throw down there at second base is not going to be in time, but the runner stays put at third. So they get the stolen base down there at second as Albert goes sliding into second. The play was actually cut off there as they were looking for that runner at third base to sneak home, but he stays put right there. So now Doan has got runners on at second and third base, two men out. And Rollins at the plate is looking at a count of one ball and no strikes. There's a swing and a miss. A foul tap. Just got a little piece of that one, and it's one ball and one strike. Alex Arkfeld would be next here for Doan. Tigers out on top now by three runs here in the ball game. Two runs, six hits, one error for Hastings College in the ball game. Five runs, eight hits, and one error now for the Tigers. Ryan Gardner's next pitch. He took something off of that one. It stays inside for a ball. Has now two balls and one strike here to Bryce Rollins. Rollins now playing out in right field. He's been in there since the third inning for the Tigers here in game number two. Here comes the next pitch by Gardner. That ball is hit off of the handle of the bat over here on the first base side. Giving chase is the first baseman Clark, but he can't get there as the ball falls right in front of the Doan dugout. So the count is at two balls and two strikes. There's now two men out here in the sixth inning. Ryan Gardner trying to get his ball club back to the dugout here for maybe a chance in the seventh inning. 5-2 is the score. Coming up after the ball game, we'll name our player of the game, have a chance to talk with him. The coach's post-game show, then we'll get you into Nebraska baseball tonight, beginning at 6 o'clock for the pregame show from Hawks Field. Huskers and Northwestern, 6:35, the scheduled first pitch tonight. Huskers opening up their conference home season tonight. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. That's going to be fouled away. Again, over the screen, out of play. First base side, and the count remains at two balls and two strikes. Bryce Rollins in there from the right-hand batter's box. Gardner, the righty submarine thrower here for Hastings College on the pitcher's mound. So it's two balls and two strikes with two men out. Here comes the next pitch. A swing and a miss. He strikes him out, and the Broncos get out of the inning here with Only one run scored. Gardner strikes out Bryce Rollins here in the sixth inning. So we go to the seventh and final inning here tonight. Hastings College needs three runs to continue the ball game. After six innings, it's Doan 5, Hastings College 2.
Go green and spring into Rogers Incorporated March 21st through the 31st for blooming savings on all Whirlpool, Maytag, and KitchenAid appliances. Go green and upgrade your Energy Hog appliances with a more efficient Energy Star qualified model from Whirlpool, Maytag, or KitchenAid. The energy savings will pay for themselves. Plus, get no interest if paid in full within 12 months. Ask Rogers for details. Go green and spring into Rogers Incorporated, 1035 South Burlington, Hastings. Online at rogersincorporated.com.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Right now, get $100 back on every Firestone brand radial tractor tire you buy on up to eight tires. Rebate ends April 30th, 2013. Call your certified Firestone farm tire dealer for details. Restrictions apply. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Your certified Firestone farm tire dealer is CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here in Crete, Hastings College trailing by the score of 5-2. Other games going on in the GPAC today. Dort has won the first game against Morningside, 3-2. Hastings again losing to Doan in the first half of the doubleheader, 4-1. Nebraska Wesleyan and Concordia have split two games today. Concordia winning 5-4. Nebraska Wesleyan winning 4-0. Dakota Wesleyan taking two from Presentation College today in a non-conference affair. Dakota Wesleyan winning by scores of 3-2 and 5-0. Hastings College is now trailing in the ball game by a score of 5-2. We're in the seventh inning of play here, and the Broncos will need three runs to continue this ball game. And coming back out is going to be Josh Hayden for Doan. He got the save in game number one today, and he's getting the job done here in game number two as well, as he got the final two guys in the sixth inning. So Hastings to the plate now. We're going to have Tanner Santarelli coming to the plate here for Hastings. So Santarelli comes to the plate here in the seventh inning of play. He'll bat for the first time in this ball game. Santarelli was behind the plate for Hastings in game number one and went 0-2. Santarelli falls behind in the count here. No balls and two strikes. So 0-2 to Santarelli. There's a swing and a miss. A foul tap, but tagging him out as the catcher drops the third strike. That's Monty tags out Santarelli. So a brief appearance there at the plate for Santarelli as he strikes out. That's the second strikeout for Hayden. This guy is good. Josh Hayden shutting the door here on the Broncos. And here comes the top of the order now in Gabe Salas. Salas comes up there, and there's another strike thrown by Hayden on the outside corner. Nothing and one to Gabe Salas. The next couple of guys saw Hayden in the first ball game. If Salas can get aboard, the next pitch is going to be up high for a ball. Trent Neal, John LeMaster, and Drew Clark were the three guys that Hayden got in the first ball game to lock up the save as the Broncos lost that ball game 4-1. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be another fastball in the inside corner as Gabe Salas keeps the bat on the shoulder here. Hayden, he can throw some smoke. He's blowing these right on by the Broncos hitters here in this seventh and final inning, unless the Broncos can come up with a miracle here. They're down by three runs. 5-2 is the score. Hastings trailing. One man out here in the seventh. Josh Hayden looking in for the sign from Taylor Mata. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be just on the outside corner that misses just outside the corner of the plate. And the count goes to 2-2. Trenton Neal is on the on-deck circle. He will come out and bat here for Hastings. There's the ball. That's going to be hit to the shortstop there. Acapold grabs it. His throw over to first base is low, but is dug out of the dirt there by Manning, and the Broncos are down to their final out here in the seventh. Gabe Salas will ground out to the shortstop here in the seventh. And now Trenton Neal comes up there next. Neal had a single in the first, been hit by a pitch in the second, grounded out in the fifth. Again, he was came out in the seventh inning for the Broncos in the first ball game and struck out against this guy, Josh Hayden. He has another chance here in this second ball game. There's a pitch there. It's going to be outside the strike zone. 1-0. Got the Bronco postgame show coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings will play at Concordia tomorrow, 4:30 starting time. In fact, after today, they got their next six games in the conference all on the road. We'll be back for about 3 or 4 weeks there in Hastings. They'll play their next home game. They'll play eight games straight at home. So the entire month of April, Hastings will be at home for the most part in the conference. Next pitch is going to be down low. The count goes to 2-0 here to Trenton Neal. John LeMaster will be next. Broncos just need some base runners here in the seventh. Josh Hayden looking for the sign. Here comes the next pitch. That one just misses. That's now 3-0. That one a little bit low there. As Neal watches that one go by, now he's going to be taken all the way here, I'm sure, at 3-0. Taylor Motta flashes the sign out here, and here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball right down Broadway there, and it's 3-1. 3-1 to count down to Trenton Neal as he bats here in the seventh inning of play. Second baseman A.J. Spannell playing back on the outfield grass, right on the edge of the outfield grass at second base. Here comes the next pitch, another fastball that misses, so Hastings gets a base runner here. The right fielder, as Hayden walks the man here in the seventh inning. That's going to be his first walk of the ball game, and now John LeMaster comes up there next. It has not been John's day today. 0 for 3 here in this ball game, and LeMaster was 0 out of 4 in the first contest. 0 for his last 7 as he comes up to the plate here with a man on at first base. John LeMaster in the number 3 spot, and he takes his strike here, nothing and 1. LeMaster in the first ball game, but he saw this guy in the seventh inning. He struck out. So John LeMaster up there trying to prolong this ball game. The Broncos are down by 3 here in the seventh inning. Here's the next pitch, a little check swing called strike there by LeMaster, and he's behind in the count of 0-2. 0-2 to John LeMaster. Drew Clark would be next if LeMaster can get aboard here. 5-2 is the score. Doan has got the lead. Broncos down to the final strike here. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. That ball's going to be drilled to center field. Nope, it's going to be grabbed there at second base by Spannell, and the ball game is over. Thought that was going to carry a little bit further. It did not. A.J. Spannell grabs the ball, and the ball game is over as John LeMaster flies out to second base for the out, and the ball game is over as the Doan College Tigers sweep Hastings College here today as Doan wins the first ball game 4-1. They come back to take the nightcap by a score of 5-2. So the Broncos will drop to 4 wins and 16 losses on the season. After the doubleheader today, they'll drop to 0-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, and they will play tomorrow in Seward against the Concordia Bulldogs. So Hastings College, they dropped this one. Doan scores 5 runs, 8 hits, and 1 error. Meanwhile, Hastings scoring 2 runs on 6 base hits and 1 error. The Broncos dropped this one by a score of 5-2. We'll come back with a recap right after this.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $75 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletics and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $75 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Spring is here, and all of us at Bob Sass Flowers want to share its beautiful sights, smells, and colors. We've made our transition to spring, and the store is bursting with fresh new home decor, gifts, jewelry, purses, and other home and personal accessories. If you're an old friend or a first-timer, stop by and experience our fabulous new spring designs. Enjoy 20% store-wide savings all week long. Make your transition to spring at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, so it's the Doan College Tigers winning game number 2 here today, 5-2 over Hastings College. The Broncos jumped out on top of the Tigers. They scored 2 runs in the top half of the second inning, but the Tigers came right back and scored 2 more runs in the bottom of the inning, and then Hastings could not get anything going the rest of the way as they were kept off of the scoreboard the rest of the way. The Tigers scored a run in the fourth inning, scored one more in the fifth, and one more in the sixth inning. And the Tigers sweep the doubleheader over Hastings College today, 4-1 and 5-2. In the nightcap, Hastings scoring five runs, eight base hits, one error. They leave 10 men on the base pad, so the story really continues. Hastings had men in the scoring position a lot in the second ball game, but could not get that base hit to bring him home. Broncos, actually, that was Doan's numbers, five runs on eight hits, one error. They leave 10. Hastings left seven men on the base pads here in the second ball game, two runs, six base hits, and one error. It was Brandon Stennis picking up the win for the Tigers in the second ball game, and Ryan Stender was the losing pitcher for Hastings College. So the Broncos are now 4-16 in the season. They are 0-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They will play Concordia tomorrow in Seward. Meanwhile, the Doan College Tigers, they improved to 18 wins and 11 losses on the season. They're now 3-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. So again, Doan sweeps it over Hastings College, 4-1 in the opener, 5-2 in the nightcap. Stick around. We got the player of the game coming up next. That's the coach's postgame show with head coach Jim Bovee as we continue with Bronco Baseball on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play of today's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned for our postgame show on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
Our Bronco postgame coverage continues with the player of the game. Now it's back to the diamond.
All right, back here in Crete today as the Hastings College Broncos drop both ends of the doubleheader to the Doan College Tigers, losing 4-1 and 5-2. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Again, if you look to the first ball game, Jeremy Williams, good outing on the mound today for Hastings. Despite taking the loss, he threw all six innings, gave up only four runs and three base hits in the ball game. He walked three and struck out one. The hitting star in the ball game for Hastings in game number one was Mitchell Marquardt, as he comes up with three base hits and three trips to the plate, including a double, both exceptional performances there in game number one. Second half of the twin bill, Gabe Salas, he had a couple of base hits. Brent Hermanison had a couple of base hits for Hastings College. And the nightcap will come back and name our player of the game right after this.
The Hastings Tribune sports staff has the spring sports covered. Bronco and Husker baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer. Plus state and national sports. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Online anytime. Get in the game with HT Mobile. Join the HT Mobile VIP Club today. And to subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Our player of the game today for Hastings College is going to be Jeremy Williams, the starter in game number one for the Broncos. Threw well enough to win that ball game. Hastings just without enough offense in that first half of the doubleheader to sustain the effort there by Jeremy Williams. But he goes the distance tonight for Hastings in that first ball game. Gives up only three base hits and four runs, two earned runs, three base on balls, and one strikeout. But Hastings can manage only three hits offensively. And the Broncos lose that first half of a doubleheader by the score of 4-1. So Jeremy Williams is going to be our player of the game today as the Broncos drop both ends of this doubleheader by the scores of 4-1 and 5-2. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game. Stay tuned. The Coach's Postgame Show is coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
For shelter insurance.
We're people who know that the first love of your life might have been an 84 hatchback.
We believe insurance is better when it relies as much on humanity as it does on technology.
And we know what the weather is like in your area because we live in your area.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter insurance for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see shelter agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
Haley, do you take the color Crouching Tiger 4022 to cherish every day?
I do.
And Crouching Tiger 4022, do you take Haley's wall for as long as you match her decor?
I do.
You may now check out.
Find your soul paint at Ace. We'll help with the harmonious color palette of Clark & Kensington paint and primer in one, exclusively at Ace, the helpful place.
Find the full selection of Clark & Kensington paints at Big G Ace, your helpful hardware place, North Highway 281 in Hastings.
It's time now for the Coach's Postgame with Broncos head coach Jim Bovee.
All right, back here in Crete today, the Doan College Tigers, they pick up a couple of wins over Hastings College, winning in the first ball game by a score of 4-1 and taking the nightcap by a score of 5-2. Hastings, they had six base hits in the second ball game today, a little bit better effort than game number one where they had three base hits against Elliot Engel and also Josh Hayden, but Hayden comes on in both ball games today and really shuts the door for the Tigers. He threw one inning in the first ball game, sent the Broncos down in order in that particular ball game, and then he throws two innings in the second contest, gives up no hits and no runs in that one either. Had a base on balls and a couple of strikeouts as Josh Hayden was really the thorn in the side of the Broncos here today. He comes on in both ball games and really shuts down Hastings as the Tigers win in the first ball game 4-1. They take the second ball game by a score of 5-2. Might have to give a map to the coach to get him up here to the broadcast booth at Crete as we continue on the Coach's Postgame Show. We'll take our timeout. We'll be back right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
All right, we're back here at Crete. Hastings College drops both ends of the doubleheader here today to the Doan College Tigers, losing by scores of 4-1 and 5-2 here in the ball game. Before we get to the coach, we'll spend a couple of minutes with Blake Marquardt, who really did a good job hitting the ball today. 1 out of 3 in the second ball game. And Marquardt was 3 out of 3 in game number one today. Blake, thanks for joining us on the post game. You hit the ball pretty well today. Talk about your outing here against the Tigers.
It's finally good to hit the ball. I've actually struggled starting off the season, so it was nice to get in a groove. Saw a lot of fastballs. So,
talk about did you have a chance to, going back here, Josh Hayden was the guy that really threw for Doan at the end. He was real good.
Yeah, he threw really well. Mixed it up really well. Got us with fastballs, but just didn't get clutch hits.
That's been kind of the story for Hastings College. We had plenty of chances, I thought, in game number one. We had just three base hits, but Jeremy Williams threw good enough to win that ball game. Yeah. But that's kind of been the story of our season so far, hasn't it?
Yeah, Jeremy threw another beautiful game. He's been throwing good games all year, but we really just haven't we haven't put enough hits together. Like you said, you only had 3 hits in the first game. It's tough. 0 clutch hits. We had the bases loaded at least one time, I remember. Struck out, too many strikeouts. So if we can just get a couple more clutch hits, it'll get us right over the edge and we'll be right there.
Is that because we have not been able to get outside because of the weather and everything? Is that not taking any live at-bats?
I wouldn't blame it on not being outside. You still got to go up there and compete no matter where you're going to practice. We still get live at-bats inside. It's obviously a little different being outside, but I wouldn't blame it on that.
Obviously, this is a big emotional game for you guys. You wanted to come down here and get the conference season started. Now the big thing is maybe trying to come back tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. Got 2 big games against Concordia tomorrow. So however these games went, we knew we had to come back out tomorrow. 2 big ones. So I think we take 2 tomorrow, and we're right back where we want to be.
So Hastings College, again, the three base hits in the opener. He had six in the second ball game. Hit the ball a little bit better in game number two, but again, couldn't come up with that timely hit.
Yeah, we had a couple more hits, but it's all about that timely hit, so that's what we're looking for.
So Hastings College dropping both ball games to start this season. Like I said, Concordia coming up tomorrow in Seward, and you play your first eight games here on the road here this year to start off the conference season. Kind of a unique conference season, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely. I mean, we've only played one game on Duncan all year, so we're used to playing on the road. We've had one practice on Duncan, one game on Duncan, so we know what it's like to play on the road. So it doesn't bother us too much, you know. We'll come out, we'll play no matter what field we're on.
What's the feeling? You guys can split these eight ball games on the road to start the season and go home. You've got eight at home. Is that going to be the recipe to maybe make some noise here?
I mean, that'd be beautiful. Obviously, we're going out trying to win every game, but exactly. You take it one game at a time. You think we can get four of these next six, you know, four or five of these next six. That's right where we want to be. We have no problem with that.
So other than that, not coming up with the wins here today, talk about the things you guys did right in this ball game today.
Well, obviously Jeremy pitched a beautiful game in that first one. Our pitchers did well. In the second game, we did fine relieving. Stender did fine, and even Nate Story did fine. But we walked too many guys. But if we just pound the strike zone, we'd be right there.
Okay, we'll get along to the coach. We got the Huskers coming up here in a few minutes. Good luck tomorrow in the Seward, and we'll get in the win column sooner or later.
Yes,
huh?
Sir. Thank you very much.
All right. Blake Marquardt is our player of the game today for Hastings College as he comes up with a big performance in this contest. As he joins us on the postgame show, we'll come back and chat with Jim Bolvey as we continue the Bronco postgame show right after this.
If you need relief from low temperatures and high prices, call your Lennox dealer, Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, at 463-6061. Heat your house for less and get a $500 federal tax credit when you purchase a Lennox heating and cooling system. Call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning at 463-6061. Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses. See your participating Lennox dealer for details. Lennox, innovation never felt so good. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning, Hastings.
All right, back here in Crete, Hastings College drops a couple of ball games to Doan today, 4-1 and 5-2 in the second ball game. As Jim Bovey, the head coach for Hastings, will join us. Coach, is a struggle throughout the day. We had plenty of chances, I thought, to win one, if not two games today, and just couldn't come up with a big hit again.
Yeah, I mean, that's really the story of the day. And really, in game one, got more chances than I had kind of dared hope for with who they had throwing and stuff. But, you know, we said in the pregame, and we've known all along, that's been our curse this year. And I saw some good things today, but we just couldn't get that big hit, whether, you know, a hard hit ball, a ground ball with eyes, a bloop single. We're just struggling to get it. You tell me before the day started they're going to score four and five, I would think, that's not the worst thing in the world. But we knew it would be a struggle to score runs. I guess I just didn't expect it to be so many guys on base and then the struggle to get the runs.
Hastings College losing that first ball game. Let's go back to that one. You guys lose it 4-1, three base hits for both of you guys. But you had, chances. Fourth inning, you had the bases loaded and couldn't score.
Well, we had three base hits, but they're all by one guy, so you're not going to bunch them there. But the first game was almost exactly what we talked about in the pregame. They got leadoff guys on. Moved them around, did some bunting, really kind of punched us in the mouth early. We had some guys on, you know, throughout. Did we leave them loaded, like in the second, third, or third and fourth, something like that, and just could not get the big hit. Williams threw about like I told you he would. He was not a shutout guy, but he's going to keep you in the ball game. It was pretty much just as I was afraid it would play out, and just like you said, just couldn't get that big hit that maybe would turn a game around for us.
Left nine men on the base paths in the first inning, and you just can't do that against a team like Doan.
No, you know, on the road makes it tougher. We don't have a lot of strikeout pitchers. They got a couple runs, so they're playing with a lead, and we just couldn't put that pressure on them. And their closer, I think, is a little better. I think they got a guy coming out of the pen a little better than what they had last year to back up these starters. So, once they get a 2-3 run lead, that's a pretty tough situation.
Williams threw probably good enough to win that ball game in most instances today.
I'm not unhappy with how he threw. I thought for the most part our pitchers all day threw okay. They certainly walked and hit more guys than what they had coming in. You know, that had kind of been a strength for us coming in, as we had not given up a lot of free passes, and we can't afford to because we don't have strikeout pitchers. And so I was disappointed on that side of things. But I don't think he should feel bad about his outing. You know, he, after the first two innings, he really, I don't think they got a hit after the first two innings.
Hastings College is dropping the first one 4-1, and then in the second ball game, you guys actually got on top of Doan, and I thought that might be the thing that kind of turned the tide, but we couldn't sustain that.
Well, we couldn't, and I think the key was we couldn't shut him down the inning after we scored. You know, when you score in the top of an inning, you really don't have the lead unless you can hold it through the bottom, and that's what happened. We got up 2-0, and then in the bottom of the second, they came back with two, and they were able to keep us from gaining the momentum, and I thought that was probably the big part of it. And you know, we got a reliever starting, and I just felt like in a stretch of 10 batters, he'd really only gotten two out. You know, the rest of them were either sacrifice bunts or walks, hit by pitches, or hits. So I just thought, well, let's make the move. I knew that Doan had struggled with a lefty yesterday, so I thought, well, maybe Stender can keep him off guard, but. You know, then it was a situation where, you know, once we gave it the lead again, are we going to be able to score?
Hastings dropping the second ball game 5-2 in the contest. Maybe the hitting star of the day was Marquardt, the guy we just talked to.
I think we kind of knew that he likes a little more velocity. The guys who throw a lot more off speed might give him a little more trouble. I don't think he's intimidated by a harder thrower, and he had some good swings, and certainly the hitting star of the first game. You know, the second game, we hit some other balls hard, but just didn't find it. You know, Hermanison hit a couple balls hard and had hits. But, you know, Salas last inning hits a ball hard. Clark hits a ball hard earlier in the game, but they made some good plays. They're right at guys. And, you know, I saw some more fight in our at-bats, some fight that I'm sure you didn't see on Tuesday night, and we haven't seen that much prior to this weekend. But that doesn't always mean you're going to get results right away. You know, hopefully in time you'll start getting those results, but it doesn't mean it's going to turn around in one day.
So now Hastings College go on the road again tomorrow. You've got the battle at Concordia, and if you maybe sweep Concordia tomorrow, get right back to 2-2. He's got to play things really one series at a time here, don't you?
Oh, yeah, one doubleheader at a time. You know, Concordia, I think, split today. And I told our guys, you know, one doubleheader is not a season make, and there's going to be plenty of teams that are going to come in here and probably get beat twice. You know, but we need a win to just feel better about ourselves. And, you know, the sooner we can get it, the better. I think we got two decent pitchers that, if they're on, are capable of keeping us in the game. But I think Concordia is also one of the surprise teams in our league, and they've been playing a little better than what people thought maybe they're going to. So all week I was not worried about our state of mind for this game, worried about our state of mind for tomorrow, just because if today is going to linger in tomorrow, then it's going to be a tough go.
Okay, good luck tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Yep, head coach Jim Bowie for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos dropping two games here today to Doan, losing the first ball game 4-1, dropping the second ball game 5-2. So Hastings dropping to 4-16 in the season, 0-2 in the conference. They will play at Concordia tomorrow afternoon. First pitch will be at 4:30 in Seward. We've got Nebraska baseball coming up next year on 1230 KHIS. The Huskers in action against Northwestern at Hawks Field. It'll be the first conference home games of the season for Nebraska coming up this weekend. We'll have the play-by-play coming up here shortly, 6 o'clock, 6:04 officially for the pregame show, 6:35 for the first pitch from Hawks Field in Lincoln. That'll do it here from Crete for my producer and engineer, John Debron. Back at the radio station, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Crete.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show. Join us all season long for Bronco baseball coverage on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. Bronco baseball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.
The music you want and the information you need.